It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. This broadcast will have some of the most powerful information ever covered. We'll be breaking next segment, but first, know your enemy.
Johnny Vedmore recently published an article exposing the hidden history of the mysterious World Economic Forum, who is currently waging war against the world with their Great Reset. Founder and director Klaus Schwab's three mentors were the most influential people in America's thermonuclear deterrence program, as well as leading proponents of a one-world government. Henry Kissinger recruited Klaus Schwab at the Harvard International Seminar, which was funded by the CIA. During this time, Kissinger was focused on global governance and depopulation. But it was with the Council on Foreign Relations that Kissinger became a major player by wargaming psychological operations involving America's growing thermonuclear weapons arsenal and writing the book on nuclear weapons and foreign policy. John K. Galbraith was a highly influential economist who helped Klaus Schwab create the World Economic Forum. Galbraith was an economist at Harvard who traveled to Germany in 1938 to study land policies under Hitler's National Socialist government. From there, he went to work on an advisory committee for FDR's New Deal. After World War II ended, his work shifted into nuclear weapons. Galbraith was tasked with evaluating the overall economic effects of the wartime bombing. He interrogated Nazi war criminal Albert Speer and was sent to Hiroshima and Nagasaki to evaluate the damage caused by the nuclear weapons attack. By 1968, Galbraith had joined Kissinger in his pursuit of a one-world government. And it was during this time that Kissinger introduced Galbraith to Klaus Schwab, along with Herman Kahn, who in 1967 suggested subverting democracy by training a select group of global leaders, which later became the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders. Both Kissinger and Galbraith were heavily involved in the religion of thermonuclear deterrent warfare. But Herman Kahn was, as the New Yorker puts it, the heavyweight of the Megadeth intellectuals, and is commonly referred to as the real Dr. Strangelove. Kahn wrote the official military policy on nuclear deterrence and believed that if everyone had nuclear weapons, the world would know peace. By the late 60s, Kahn was pushing for a European Union and joined Galbraith in 1970 on a European speaking tour to support Klaus Schwab's recruitment drive for the first European Management Symposium, now known as the World Economic Forum. And while they were doing that, Klaus Schwab helped merge his father's nuclear weapons company into a company that he then directed to illegally build nuclear weapons for the South African government. In 1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth, which planted the seeds of the depopulation agenda. And while Kahn, Kissinger, and Galbraith helped Schwab get started, what really brought him the international support he was hoping for was when he introduced the ideas of depopulation. In 1972, the Club of Rome's founder was invited by Schwab to make the keynote speech in 1973. As controversial as it was, even Herman Kahn opposed it, the World Economic Forum suddenly caught the attention and financial support of powerful elitists everywhere and blew up to what it has become today. The article suggests that Schwab's supervillain persona is a deliberate marketing tactic to gain the attention from those who seek power and wealth to join Klaus Schwab as stakeholders in society. The author believes that the World Economic Forum is reaching its maximum level of expansion before its inevitable collapse, because eventually people will fight back. But they already know that, and all they really seem to care about is world government, depopulation, and thermonuclear war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday, April 20th, worldwide broadcast. Remember, the most powerful corrupt forces on Earth are working around the clock to try to suppress this broadcast and broadcasts like it, because if the world learns of the crimes these individuals are committing, it's game over. Now, some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, but a lot of our affiliates do, and I'm going to be airing it again later in the next hour, and it's posted to band.video and InfoWars.com. But the five-minute report by Greg Reese, the Megadeth intellectuals of the Great Reset, is incredibly important. Now, I know it was founded by Bilderberg Group, and I know the World Economic Forum is a front of that, and I know Henry Kissinger and the Rockefeller Foundation set it up. And I talk about that, but I really forget to put out special reports showing it all. So you realize that the plan is to set up world government to then depopulate you and I under State Department Memorandum 200 from 1974, written by Henry Kissinger as U.S. government directed policy of Richard Nixon. You go back to a document from 13 years before, and that's State Department Memorandum 7277. And it's where they got the book idea for Hunger Games. You see, almost everything you see is predictive programming for plans they've actually got set up. It describes a Hunger Game scenario. Getting chills right now. So that is such an important report. It just went live at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. And I'm going to have that report by Greg Reese posted under the live show feed today. We put the live show feed on screen for listeners. The Netflix implosion, stock down 30%+, millions leaving the platform, is another bellwether of the total collapse of the establishment. The collapse of Netflix signals the end of the New World Order thought police stranglehold on humanity. Watch live. Now, on top of that all, we have seismic developments in the whole COVID globalist, cashless society, social credit score, Mark of the Beast takeover plan. We knew this would happen, and it's even in the SPARS war game set in the year 2020 to 2023, the document to throw you off. It's really a battle plan, so they get caught with them. They just say it's a drill, but it's the exact same words, exact same names, exact same attack plans, all just moved and scrambled. It's an attack profile, attack operation directive, war game set in the year 2025, 2028, but really set in 2020, 2023. They even describe how after they've hit us with the bioweapon and then injected us with a further bioweapon, how they will then even have the government heads and company heads get in trouble. And then that will further destroy confidence in the economy and bring down Western civilization. So it's meant to all come out. Let that sink in, but in a controlled way. They don't want people to understand it's the globalists now and understand their master plan. Then people won't fall for the Civil War. But when folks find out they've been injected with basically prion meets HIV or VADS, vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency disorder, it's going to be explosive. And so this is real psycho stuff here. This is real James Bond villain stuff, but the real world. Real ball-headed Germans petting cats wearing weird spacesuit overalls. Okay? They're not playing games. And when people figure out that we have a good chance of beating this, and I keep harping on that, so we've got that, and we've got the economy and the war, and just everything is off the chart. We've got to hit all of this today. We did a pretty good job covering probably 70% of what was on the plate yesterday. I'm going to try to get to 100% of what's on the plate today. So I wasn't going to have any guests on, but something really big broke, so I got a guest popping in bottom of the next hour. But other than that, we're going to have open phones in the third hour, some open phones in the second hour as well, and so much more in the fourth hour. We've got, two huge COVID admissions that are just shocking, that we already knew, but just shocking. And then you understand the behavioral psychology behind this when they have the head of Health and Human Services simultaneously with the head of the British Health Ministry and the head of the German Health Ministry all come out the same week and say, it's funny, these vaccines kill black people at higher levels. And we had Dr. Lee Merritt on with the genetic testing. You would think that blacks and whites are actually the furthest apart, but white skin is a adaptation to low sunlight. In the genetic testing they've done, and it's admitted, blacks and whites are more closely related than blacks and whites to Asians. And the COVID system is designed to attack blacks first and then whites second. And that's in the literature. That is not debatable. So that gives you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, of what's going on here. And it's very, 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 very serious. Now, I'm getting chills. This is so incredible. They have come out, the head of Health and Human Services, and admitted that the vaccine's killing twice as many black people as anybody else. I mean, they just admit this stuff in your face. And the SPARS document said they would do that by year three, which we're entering right now. And then it gets worse. Project Veritas has done it again. And, of course, they'll be censored and indicted and attacked and everything else for it. But recording of AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Sorat saying millions of immunocompromised people can't be vaxxed, and he goes on to basically admit it will kill them. But they went ahead with it. Folks, this is crapping on us, and then this is rubbing it in. And then the very same corporate media and the very same Democrat Party system and the rest of them are battling around the clock to take us off air and silence us for questioning mass shootings when a lot of times it turns out they've been provocateurs or staged. Because they don't want anybody up here asking questions and pointing all this out while they point their fingers at us and say, we're the bad guys, but Madeleine Albright brags she killed 500,000 children on purpose with sanctions on food and medicine to children in Iraq, and that she'd do it again. Oh, well, she's a big old pumpkin-headed ugly woman, so it's all right. It's like, well, I mean, she's a pumpkin-head demon woman whose dad rounded up Jews and sold them to the Nazis. Well, my God, she's good then. Like, Tim Cook's gay. He can run death camps in China. I mean, come on. Got a little turtleneck. So that's where we are, and it's just an incredible time to be alive. But, you know, thanks to all of you, despite everything they've done and these rigged systems and attacks, we're still on air. And I got to tell you, listeners coming through in the last 48 hours since we explained that we've declared limited Chapter 11 reorganization bankruptcy because the other side's lying and saying, I got $60 million, I got $18 million. I don't have $3 million, and I need about three or four in our system to just pay for product into the future and operate into payroll. For an operation this big, that's running on empty. That's like you got to go 50 miles and you got 30 miles of gas. I mean, we are becoming insolvent right now, and they're running headlines everywhere that I've got, you know, all this money so you don't think I need support. And so they get a giant jury verdict when I'm already in default, they claim, so I don't even get a real jury trial. The jury is going to be told I'm guilty, and then I have all this money, so they get a giant judgment that I can't even get bond for, and they've told us they want to come in here and shut the lights off and shut this facility down. Of course, we got backup plans, a lot of things, but it takes your support, and it takes your will against their will to let us be able to do this. So I can't do this without you. Thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And you can call and make a straight-up donation. That way we get 95% of the money after credit card fees. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Right there on the front it says make a donation. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or get a t-shirt. Get a book. Get a film. Get the Alex Jones Was Right InfoWars.com shirt. All the other shirts are being sold at cost. That one's being sold at a little bit of a premium to fund the operation. And so be part of this campaign. I want to thank all of you that have helped. You're part of history. You're truly fighting evil. And those that have been on the fence, I'm asking you now to be part of history and to take action. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com. We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the Okay, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Freedom, folks. You don't have that, you don't have anything. Freedom! 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 All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to hit some really hardcore news. You know what? I'm going to do this next segment. This is a longer segment, but this is the head of Health and Human Services admitting the vaccine kills twice as many black people as it does other colors, which is true. We've got those numbers. But 18 to 64, working age in Europe and the U.S., across the board, it's a 40% increase in death on average and an 80-plus percent increase in death in black males. And it's directly contributed to the shot. I mean, this is just absolutely over the top. It's not a typo. It's not a mistake what he said. He just said it. I'll play it next segment. And then that ties in to the CEO of AstraZeneca, the Bill Gates minion, admitting that the vaccine hurts people and you shouldn't give it to auto compromise. And then on the news, they're saying auto compromise need more shots. And then what does the shot do? It gets rid of your immune system and all the studies, turns your white blood cells off. That's coming up. But I'm going to say something here before I hit all this news. I want to thank the listeners because you give me faith and you give me hope. You know, I never want to give up. But when I'm getting sued and lied about and injunctions and shut down and deplatformed and debanked and infiltrated, even though I'm not giving up, when we start losing, right when we're winning the hearts and minds, it makes me feel like I'm giving up. Does that make sense? So the fact that in the last 2 days you have made donations to InfoWarsStore.com and you bought a lot of product at InfoWarsStore.com and you spread the word, our traffic's way up, that lets me know I'm not alone in this, and I want to thank you. Now, to get out of the hole we're in and to really be able to be on a strong footing for the next year, we need to have 20 days like we've had the last 2 days. Because I'm going to explain something. This is the decision point I'm at. If I stop buying supplements and products and things into the future, which is 20-plus weeks on average with supply chain breakdown, I'll have plenty of money to operate 8 months. And then we don't have any product, and we can get a few sponsors, but that won't get us 30% of where we need to be. So, but if I don't spend the money I've got, then I can't keep the crew employed. I can't pay for the bandwidth, the satellite uplinks, the legal, the warehouse crew. I mean, we're all self-contained because no one will work with us because we're evil Americans. We love freedom, so the whole corporate system's against us. You're now all experiencing that as well. We were just the first to be hit as the model of what the enemy feared. And so I'm at that point where if we don't get several million dollars, which sounds like a lot, it's not. Money ain't worth what it used to be. And again, our bandwidth alone is millions of dollars in every quarter because we are serving millions and millions and millions of audio streams and 5, 6, 7 million videos just on band.video and then millions a day on my own platform. It's over 6 million total people a day clicking on our video streams. And people say, well, put out crappy versions or go audio only. Well, that's the kind of stuff that'll happen. And I just do not want to get there and start turning this place off. Here's an example. We pay for a direct satellite uplink. We also serve a lot of the radio and TV stations with these real-time internet feeds. They're only like a half second behind. And still, though, a lot of TV stations and radio stations want the satellite uplink so they can get us off satellite. And that cost us something like $25,000 a month. That's something we're looking. That enough affiliates, we've contacted them. We'll switch over to the other system. And so we're going to be turning that off in a few months. So we're cutting everything we can around here. And when you hear this BS that we're rolling in dough and I've got $60 million or $18 million or $10 million or $5 million, Lord, strike me down on my children, God's witness, I don't have $5 million in cash. I don't have $3 million in cash. I don't have a bunch of special extra stuff. I don't have secret investments. I don't have any of that. If I sold everything I have, I could run this place for a couple months right now. If I sold every piece of furniture and painting and gun and heirloom and my cars, which, and the left celebrates it. Oh, look, he doesn't have a bunch of money. I came from Access Television. I don't care about money. I've always grown up in a middle class family. My dad has an ancestral ranch. I've got a car that works and I got health care and I don't care. What I care about is freedom and not being silenced. That's what's being robbed. That's what's getting to me. It's having them silence us so they can lie about us and lie about you and do whatever they want to our populist God-fearing movement. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for keeping us in the fight. And that's why when you call in and thank me, I just want to say stop it right now. I want to thank you because damn it. You need to figure out that you are just as important as I am or more important. We're a focal point here, but you are way more important because you are the mass of people and you're the folks of every race, color, and creed who love justice and freedom and are trying to be good and trying to stand up to evil and love your children and love your neighbors. And I'm your brother. And I want all of you to know that I'm your brother and I love you and I appreciate you. And we're going to make it out of this with God's help together. But this show, this broadcast has changed the world in so many ways, and we can't do this without you, and you have stepped up to the plate again. When the billionaires cower in fear, and everybody that's even scared of the New World Order won't step up because they're part of the system, and you know, they never put their ass out there on the line, you have put your money out there. You have put your prayer out there. You've put your word of mouth out there. You have done it all, and the only reason we got a fighting chance against this satanic, pedophile, vampire New World Order is because of you. And all that matters is we give them the hell of a fight we got and we don't back down. And I know they want to put me in prison. And I know they got grand juries open and trying to set me up. And I know all that. And I'm not scared of that. I'm scared of them winning and hurting our children. So I'm never going to give up. I'm never going to back down. But I'm telling you, right now is the time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the books and get the films, and get the t-shirts, and get the supplements, and to get it all, and just go to the front page and make a donation. Sign up for recurring donations, $10 a month, $50 a month, cancel any time, or make a one-time donation. Whatever you do, be part of history, and don't sit there on the sideline, because I know only a fraction of our wonderful listeners actually buy product at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling everybody out there, now is the time to get off the fence, to get off the bench, and to step up to the plate and realize they're going to take everything we got if we don't fight them with our money and our will and our prayer and our speech and our hard work. They're already taking your money. They're already taking your sovereignty. They're going to take everything, including your will and your life, away from you if you don't step up. And I know you're stepping up. So everybody, tell everyone you know how you listen at band.video and InfoWars.com. Be proud of the fact we're the black sheep. And go to InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding this kamikaze information warfare operation that will never back down and will never kneel to this scum. But I need your support.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got brought in. That's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Xavier Becerra is the head of Health and Human Services. He came out on television and said that the vaccines kill minorities twice the rate of white people. It's actually blacks, not, quote, minorities. Not the case with Asians. And then we cut this into some newscast and what Dr. McCullough was talking about as well. And then we'll get into the admission by the CEO of AstraZeneca that the vaccine is hurting people, but they covered that up as well. Talk about arrogance. Talk about rubbing our noses in it, hiding it in plain view. Here it is.
By the way, we know that vaccines are killing people of color, blacks, Latinos, indigenous people at about two times the rate of white Americans. By the way, we know that vaccines are killing people of color, blacks, Latinos, indigenous people at about two times the rate of white Americans.
Just days after getting their second COVID-19 vaccine, two teenage boys died in their sleep. Medical experts have been investigating what happened, and they've now released their report. An epidemiologist says it adds to a body of evidence that confirms Pfizer's vaccine can lead to death in children. NTD's Miguel Moreno reports.
To attend class in some parts of the country, kids need to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The federal government says they're safe, but gives them warning labels of what could lead to death.
This myocarditis warning that is out on Pfizer Moderna is very serious.
Epidemiologist Peter McCullough says this in light of a new report. Its authors investigated the cases of two teenage boys from different states. Both of them had received second doses of the Pfizer vaccine, only to die a few days later in their sleep. McCullough says that in his view, the study confirms that Pfizer's vaccines led to the deaths of the teenagers.
That's the conclusion now, and it's the conclusion of several reports in the peer-reviewed literature. This isn't the only one, so it's clear that our FDA warnings on these vaccines are valid and justified, and these reports indicate in some cases it's fatal.
The report was published by the College of American Pathologists, which is considered the largest organization of board-certified pathologists. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC, lists the myocarditis warning on its website for both Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines, but no mention that myocarditis could lead to death. We contacted the CDC, but we haven't heard back.
We know we had to do a couple of things. First, we had to change the paradigm where people had to come to us in order to get services. We decided we have to go to you because too many folks aren't fully aware of the kind of services and programs that are available to them. So we didn't want to wait. We went to you. And the other thing we realized is we had to collect better data so we would know where you are and who you are that need the help most. And so we established a minority health social vulnerability.
All right, so, they got a minority vulnerability group, and they admit this thing is killing blacks at twice the rate of other groups. Unbelievable. But we know that in the actual documents. It's not like he just slipped up and said that. He's hiding it in plain view to cover their ass later and say, oh, well, we knew about what was happening. Now, here is the CEO of AstraZeneca saying millions of immunocompromised people can't be vaxxed, but that's who they're on the news saying needs it more than anybody and needs extra shots, even though it's not a vaccine. Remember that. It's a gene therapy banned before this happened that Trump got bamboozled and stampeded into signing onto. And I'm not even defending what Trump did. I'm just saying it's insane. So here is that incredible Project Veritas report.
You have to know a number of people cannot be vaccinated.
On a company-wide Zoom call on December 3rd, 2020, AstraZeneca CEO Pascal Soriot stated millions of people with immune deficiencies can't be vaccinated. Even back then, he saw enormous potential in monoclonal antibody treatments.
Like if you have an immune disease, lupus, or some other immune condition, you cannot or multiple sclerosis, you cannot be vaccinated. So there are millions of people in the world that will need a protection that cannot be coming from a vaccine. So the long-acting antibody has enormous potential. This long-acting antibody is quite unique because this is the only combination that potentially will last more than 6 months up to potentially 12 months. And protect people for a long period of time.
Monoclonal antibody treatments were known to be effective relatively early in the COVID-19 pandemic, and some states in the U.S. moved quickly to use it as a frontline defense. However, the federal government actively pushed against the use of those treatments in favor of the vaccine.
The Biden administration, which outright revoked authorization for two very popular monoclonal antibody treatments that the state of Florida really pioneered over the summer. We have had people use it, and we've had good results. People have a right to access these treatments, and to revoke it on this basis is just fundamentally wrong.
If the CEO of one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies realized back in 2020 that antibody treatments are necessary for the immunocompromised, why would governments around the world force vaccine mandates when millions of people are at risk if they got it?
We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death unvaccinated for themselves, their families, and the hospitals they'll soon overwhelm. But there's good news. If you're vaccinated, you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death.
Right. But getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you.
It hits you. Lying, murdering, criminal death cult, erasing your immune system, giving you permanent prion infection on record. And we're just living in this. And you ask, why would they do it? Because they know the average person, when confronted with a crime this big, will just say it can't be true. Like, you know, the Catholic Church 100 years ago didn't have a big problem with pedophilia or any other big institution. Because when it happened, people went to prison or got their ass kicked. But people by the 60s and stuff didn't want to admit it was going on. So once you covered up somebody else doing something bad, you were now corrupted. And now the pedophiles have basically taken over every major institution, and they're using the same tactics in the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and the public schools and all of it, so that you've got literal pedophiles coming for drag queen story time and little kids bouncing on, you know, these men's erections through their pants and all the rest of it. And then everybody just can't admit this abuse is happening. So they go, oh, just go along with it. And then they've broken your will. And now they can do basically anything they want. And I'm telling you, folks, I remember Ted Gunderson, who was high-level FBI. They wanted him to be the FBI director. He was the head of the whole L.A. sector, telling me they used pedophilia to control people like 25, 26, 27 years ago at dinner. And I knew he was respected, and he came off as true, but I just couldn't believe it. And I remember General Parton telling me that, the former head of the Air Force Weapons Development, telling me that. And I remember all these other old-timers. People ask how I know all this stuff. I had really smart people, top generals, top FBI, top CIA folks that told me all this stuff. I mean, I was told this before I ever got on air in 1995. And I knew about it, and I couldn't believe it. And now we're all living this, where there's open pedophilia on TV. There's open, we need dictatorships, we need to get rid of free speech. I showed those articles yesterday, Washington Post, New York Times, Financial Times, Bloomberg. Dictatorship's good, freedom's bad. I mean, I got articles today in the UK where the BBC is teaching five-year-olds how to have sex. Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's no end to this. Literal adults saying, we're grooming your children, we're going to seduce them, and we're now at the point of that. But the good news is the world is rejecting this garbage, and we'll cover the really positive news. No, we'll start the really positive news the next hour. I'll start with the Netflix implosion and what that signifies then. I want to hit the rest of COVID news and the mask mandate and some huge developments there as well when we come back. But man, this is just absolutely insane. And boy, General Parton and Ted Gunderson were dead on. Incredible men.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. If I had to describe with just one word the brainwashing, the mind control, the asleep trance that the general public is in, the best word would actually be the people are lost. Just like you're lost to sleep or lost in a bad nightmare, or you're in a car wreck and get knocked out and you've lost
your bearings because you are totally dizzy and confused. You have a concussion. And that's what the globalists have done. They have stunned us. They have put us into a position of not knowing our bearings. And then Klaus Schwab recently came out and gave a speech he called The Great New Narrative, where he brags how the public is lost, how the culture and the media has been driven to make sure the people are all alone so they can now guide humanity over the edge of a cliff. That's what their Great Reset is. They need darkness to thrive. The light lives at InfoWars.com. The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars on the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced. You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There's blood on the street, it's up to my ankles.
There's blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Feet clay in the streets, it's up to my knees. Feet clay in the streets, the town of Chicago. Feet clay on the rise and following me.
Yeah.
Get about to break a day.
Netflix signals the end of the New World Order thought police stranglehold on humanity. That's coming up next hour with your phone calls, my lovelies. But let's go ahead and hit this stack right now. I just, last few segments, played you two mega bombshells that'll just be forgotten by tomorrow, even by myself, because we're in the thick of the war. Not bitching at you. I mean, how do we have our memories? How do we point this out? Oh, here's the head of Health and Human Services saying these so-called vaccines really hurt black people, which are in the studies and they know. But we need to get more blacks injected. It's gaslighting. Hurts everybody. But black folks particularly, of course. New World Order has a real hard on for black folks. And that's why they gave them gangster culture and CIA crack and just to destroy the family. And they're doing it to everybody else. But it was all first tested on them. So you look where black folks are at, that's where everybody else is about to be or is already there. Statistically, it's a nightmare situation. But let's look at this little jewel that we'll hit after I go through the stack. Rhode Island Dems submit bill to double state income tax for parents of unvaccinated minors. Medical tyranny. It's not even vaccine. That's what they're trying all over the world. That is a huge, huge deal. That's coming up. But first, let's go ahead and just plow through all of this information. But let me say something about the crew real quick. You know why I love the crew? This was already in my stack today, but they thought it was so important they brought it to me again about Rhode Island and the bill. But they didn't just give me the local article, the MiamiStandard.news. They went and got the bill. And then they had the sections where it says that. See, we actually show you the bill, unlike what corporate media does. They'll tell you, oh, Alex Jones is a white supremacist. Where's the clip? Oh, Alex Jones did this and that. Well, really, where's the proof? It's all a pack of lies. And folks, I know you know that, but let me tell you, being a public figure in the middle of this, I've learned these people stack lies on top of lies where it's so complex. You think, well, this has got to have some truth to it, but it doesn't. So you don't want to give your kid an experimental shot that's been killing people all over the world? Well, you've got to pay double income tax, which is a huge tax in Rhode Island. Let's continue. Feds will appeal mask ruling only if mandates still needed. Oh, if the bureaucracy, the CDC, bought and paid for by Big Pharma says, well, then it's the science. You got to do it. All a giant fraud. All a giant lie. Metro drops mask mandate after 700 days and unease follows. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do? Mask mandate suddenly sparks confusion, mixed messages. The airports were all shut down yesterday with a bunch of flights delayed because people were like, what, they're not wearing their masks? The government says I don't have to now? Team Biden wavers on fight over mask after court setback. But they're promising to try to bring it back. The summer of revenge travel is coming. No one can afford it. Yeah, the prices are just exploding thanks to inflation, which they're blaming on Putin. And if it was Putin's fault, I'd say, screw you, Putin. But it's not. It's the central banks issuing so much currency and devaluing things. Is it Putin's fault Zimbabwe had hyperinflation? Is it Putin's fault Weimar Germany had hyperinflation? No. It's the fault of the central banks and our fault for letting it happen. Man, if only Putin was our problem, that'd be easy to fix. Biden administration is set to appeal ruling that lifted mask mandate, of course. White House divided. HHS secretary, same one that says vaccines are killing people, but it's okay. Splits from Biden, says admin will likely appeal mask mandate. And it goes on from there. Now, this is really important. I told you this 2 years ago on record probably 100 times. Just I was trying to find it this morning. I couldn't, but I saw the clip because I said it. Remember, I said, you won't be able to go out to the ball game. They'll try to make you wear a mask forever. And they're going to say that viruses are like weather reports now. So lockdowns will be rolling, random, controlled by AI, just training you to live in a police state with all the little home assistants watching you and listening to you. Says it all right here, official CDC.gov announcement yesterday, April 19, 2022, Center for Forecasting Outbreak Analysis Analytics. And it says that it'll be like weather reports, but it'll decide whether you can leave your house or where you can go, called a high-tech martial law grid. And why would anyone go along with this when it's going to destroy you and your family? 99.999% of people are going to be screwed by this. So stop pretending as a leftist bureaucrat or as a teacher or a lawyer or whatever that you're part of the structure and going along with this is powerful and cool. No, you're a schmuck. You're a useful idiot. It's not cool. Again, I already covered this, but here it is again. Veritas strikes again. AstraZeneca CEO admits you shouldn't give the vaccine that isn't a vaccine to autoimmune compromise that can kill them, but then publicly pushed it on them. Unbelievable. Oh, today we officially launched the CDC Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics. Imagine having the models and forecasts needed to look and to predict diseases, outbreaks, like we predict the weather. This center is striving to do just that. So if you liked all the fake forecasting and fake lies of, you know, 5 million dead Americans and 1 million dead Brits and all of it lies, well, don't worry. Now it'll all be computerized, even fancier, forced onto your phone or TV. And here's the guy that's running the whole deal, another little globalist New World Order minion, Minion, who we are, the leadership of the CDC corporate revolving door for total control. Look at it for yourself. Oh, but it gets better. Hand-implanted microchip, well monitor, or the wallet monitor, or wallet more, will work with digital wallet for contactless payments. Oh, you can't contact anything. You can't shake a hand or pick up a menu or anything. So now you just wave your arm. It's to stop viruses. Yeah, right, ladies and gentlemen. It's so wonderful. And there's going to be idiots that line up for this because they fetishize submitting to tyranny. How long did I tell you that was coming? Remember all the school kids keeping 20 feet away from each other in school, or you couldn't see your parents in the nursing home, or couldn't see them, their dead body, when they died because they'd actually killed your parents? It's all a giant exercise in euthanasia. All a giant exercise in evil. Oh, this is inhumane, the cost of zero COVID in Shanghai. The Guardian says we need lockdowns, but not ones where everyone's starving to death and dying. Oh, it's not so trendy now. COVID frustration mounts over Shanghai's tough lockdowns, the German news reports. Yes, it's tough. Yeah, that's Xi Jinping. He's tough with, like, nobody even dying from COVID. It's all asymptomatic, but he's using it as a martial law drill and a way to shut down their major industry cities to destroy Western companies in economic war. Because you can't get the Chinese to stop working. So you just, oh, you're all locked in your houses. It's like turning the robots off, poor people. Shanghai deflates the Chinese dream, says Reuters. Rhode Island Dems submit bill to double state income tax of parents of unvaccinated minors. I already mentioned that. But just what a fiasco. All right, we're going to go to break. But just don't let yourself forget that the CEO of AstraZeneca 2 years ago in a call to the employees to thousands said, don't take the shot of your autoimmune compromise. It'll hurt you or kill you. And then covered it up later and said you should take it. Or that the head of the Health and Human Services says, oh, the vaccine kills double the black people. But that's okay. Because, you know, Tim Cook's gay. You know, it's like, we're liberal. Hey, men can have babies. All right. Everything's illogic. Everything's in your face. It's totally insane. These articles are all on InfoWars.com. The Megadeth intellectuals of the Great Reset, such a key new report by Greg Reese. Shocking HHS secretary admits vaccines kill minorities twice the rate of white people. You might want to share those articles. They're hoping like the devil you don't. Now, that's that stack. And I've gotten through four stacks. I've got about 15 other stacks here. And we're going to hit them all. And I'm going to give the number out. And I'm going to take your call next hour. And I'm going to hit the good news. Every globalist institution is collapsing. Everyone's turning against them. And all the desperate power grabs and surveillance and intimidation and virus releases and lockdowns is to try to scare you back into submission. So just because they get some useless eaters, in their own words, useful idiots to follow them, doesn't matter. 5% of a highly motivated group can stop them. We got way more than that. 20% of the world's awake. It's about to be 40%, and it's game over the New World Order. Hour number two, straight ahead.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some T-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every T-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, Lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Johnny Vedmore recently published an article exposing the hidden history of the mysterious World Economic Forum, who is currently waging war against the world with their Great Reset. Founder and director Klaus Schwab's three mentors were the most influential people in America's thermonuclear deterrence program, as well as leading proponents of a one-world government. Henry Kissinger recruited Klaus Schwab at the Harvard International Seminar, which was funded by the CIA. During this time, Kissinger was focused on global governance and depopulation. But it was with the Council on Foreign Relations that Kissinger became a major player by wargaming psychological operations involving America's growing thermonuclear weapons arsenal and writing the book on nuclear weapons and foreign policy. John K. Galbraith was a highly influential economist who helped Klaus Schwab create the World Economic Forum. Galbraith was an economist at Harvard who traveled to Germany in 1938 to study land policies under Hitler's National Socialist government. From there, he went to work on an advisory committee for FDR's New Deal. After World War II ended, his work shifted into nuclear weapons. Galbraith was tasked with evaluating the overall economic effects of the wartime bombing. He interrogated Nazi war criminal Albert Speer and was sent to Hiroshima and Nagasaki to evaluate the damage caused by the nuclear weapons attack. By 1968, Galbraith had joined Kissinger in his pursuit of a one-world government, and it was during this time that Kissinger introduced Galbraith to Klaus Schwab, along with Herman Kahn, who in 1967 suggested subverting democracy by training a select group of global leaders, which later became the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders. Both Kissinger and Galbraith were heavily involved in the religion of thermonuclear deterrent warfare. But Herman Kahn was, as the New Yorker puts it, the heavyweight of the Megadeth intellectuals, and is commonly referred to as the real Dr. Strangelove. Kahn wrote the official military policy on nuclear deterrence and believed that if everyone had nuclear weapons, the world would know peace. By the late 60s, Kahn was pushing for a European Union and joined Galbraith in 1970 on a European speaking tour to support Klaus Schwab's recruitment drive for the first European Management Symposium, now known as the World Economic Forum. And while they were doing that, Klaus Schwab helped merge his father's nuclear weapons company into a company that he then directed to illegally build nuclear weapons for the South African government. In 1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth, which planted the seeds of the depopulation agenda. And while Kahn, Kissinger, and Galbraith helped Schwab get started, what really brought him the international support he was hoping for was when he introduced the ideas of depopulation. In 1972, the Club of Rome's founder was invited by Schwab to make the keynote speech in 1973. As controversial as it was, even Herman Kahn opposed it, the World Economic Forum suddenly caught the attention and financial support of powerful elitists everywhere and blew up to what it has become today. The article suggests that Schwab's supervillain persona is a deliberate marketing tactic to gain the attention from those who seek power and wealth to join Klaus Schwab as stakeholders in society. The author believes that the World Economic Forum is reaching its maximum level of expansion before its inevitable collapse, because eventually people will fight back. But they already know that, and all they really seem to care about is world government, depopulation, and thermonuclear war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And it's reports like that that make me proud of this whole operation. Please keep us on air. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We're back with huge news. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. The establishment is threatened.
Another word.
The establishment
Another time.
Knows we are
in the age
coming together. They know we are aware of their plots. They know
Another
we have
time.
The code. They know we will control the future. They know we are victory.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I am victory. You are victory. Because we have a connection to the all-powerful founder, the creator, God. And I take on that birthright made in the image of the Creator. And I take on the task and the will to exercise God's power in this dominion and to carry it forth to the stars. That is the power of our source. And that is what the globalists fear. All right. Everything Hollywood does, everything the left does, everything they engage in is about deception and making you weak so they can control you and get you off the path that God has put you on. Everything is about destroying you, but doing it slowly so you never knew what hit you. And tricking you through free will to go along with it. That's why they don't want you to know so you can make the choice. They want to kind of drug you up and hypnotize you and spin you around. And before you know it, you think you made a decision to be successful, and you've really made a decision to serve death. But you do not see a better example of this with all the major globalist institutions falling apart right in front of us than Netflix. Yes, CNN spent $300, $400 million plus, and they couldn't get 10,000 viewers a day with their CNN plus more vomit, CNN plus more communist news network. That's a echo of itself. It's the same thing over and over again. And every other New World Order city and every other New World Order company are all based on parasitic activities and based on lies. So you've got Obama on the board of Netflix, and Obama with his $100 million a year contract or whatever it was I saw a few years ago, spewing the most vile snake venom against humanity, the most horrible pedophilic, anti-family trash. And then you wonder why people get sick of it and literally vomit it up out of their mouth. He's expecting in shows like that. And Cuties and all the rest of those shows. You know, I told you one of my friends that I work with, I couldn't go to a big film festival a few years ago, but he was going to go, And they let him into some of the big backroom meetings, and they were just openly saying, we've been told to demoralize, make everybody depressed, and just destroy everything. They'll give us unlimited money, just do that. And everything is to confuse you so you accept ugliness as beauty so that you will bow down while they destroy you. And imagine our poor children. But the good news is everyone is rejecting this. Because this isn't a sign of strength by these merchants of psychic and aesthetic and genetic death. It is a sign of their perpetual weakness and the fact that they're just a virus, a program being run against us to take us down. So a shocked Wall Street rejects the Netflix New World Order. A shocked Wall Street reacts to Netflix's implosion. And you can see they're down 35%. And let's check the latest numbers right now. Netflix stock plunges 37% on shock subscriber loss. Hundreds of thousands leaving a month, millions total, free fall collapse. The shows are horrible. They're not well produced. They're riddled with just bizarre propaganda. I mean, here's an example. I love black folks. I love everybody. I'm not going to watch a show about Shaka Zulu and expect Shaka Zulu, the famous Zulu warrior, to be white. You try to watch the historic Viking shows, they advertise as historic, and like the top generals and queens are black. It's just not true. And again, you look at this, people don't want to watch this. They don't want to watch BS. Dow Jones futures rise after market rally, but Netflix crashes as subscribers fall. Coming Thursday, April 21st, he's expecting, I mean, just a story of two men having a baby. And it's two biological women that have grown beards. And it goes on from there. In fact, where's Netflix right now? Last time I checked, it was down 37% and still dropping. But let's look at this one. Yeah, so it's down a lot, ladies and gentlemen. 34.73% right now. But look at this. Axios. Scoop. Oh, my gosh. It's a scoop. We told you about this weeks ago, but it's a scoop by Axios. Oh, my gosh. People are rejecting lies and tyranny. What a scoop. Scoop. Water's wet. CNN Plus looks doomed. Oh, what a scoop. 300 million cash investment, 100 million in infrastructure investment, $400 million plus, and no one is watching. It is a flatline. But again, that is these self-appointed crazy people that all get together and say they're going to censor, they're going to control, they're going to dominate. Everybody wants to hear what they have to say. And the answer is, no, we don't want to hear what you have to say. So the collapse of Netflix is just another bellwether that on every front, people are rejecting the left's fetish of running everybody else down and trying to control our lives. BBC cancels nude sex education theater showing targeted children after death threats promoted pleasure, queerness, and gender to little children as young as five. Men and always bizarre, weird fat women, like really ugly, crazy-looking leftists trying to seduce children and then telling children about sex and then men and women humping each other while they try to say this is a children's program. You set your five-year-old down. Oh, I'm going to cook dinner. You can watch 30 minutes of TV. You did your homework. And then it's dudes shaking their ass and fat women going, here's a sex toy. I jammed this up my rear end. Here, you're 5 years old. Why don't you do that? I mean, they actually say that. You're like, what is this? Because these are deranged lunatics and perverts that no one ever stood up to. You know, I'm going to go on Blair White's podcast, and Blair White's a conservative transgender person. And I see the conservatives get mad and the liberals. The liberals go, oh, you're a hypocrite. You hate anybody that's different. And the right-wingers go, oh, look, you're going to hell. Well, Jesus hung out with the prostitutes and debtors, the rest of people, and I'll get the speck out of my eye and you get the beam out of yours. But I don't hate Blair White. He's a very nice person, very well-spoken, and made the decision as an adult. Didn't do it as a child. Isn't targeting children. And it said for 5 years on my show, where Blair White first came on, that it's bad what's happening and we should not let people target children. I don't hate people for decisions they've made in their life or things they've done or how they feel. And there are a lot of people that feel feminine, and with the chemicals, like the super right-wing Christians will tell you, oh, it's never natural. People aren't born like this. Really? Is that why most of the frogs are born wanting to have sex with male frogs? It's the chemicals in utero. Don't flip the sex, but confuse it in everything. You give a male embryo these chemicals, and it's going to cause brain development where a female smells a certain thing, she's attracted. A male smells a certain smell, they're attracted. It even affects olfactory. These people are hermaphroditic, folks. They are women. And no one's saying then hate people that are a woman because chemically their brain got changed. We're saying don't mess with children and don't attack them. And that's the real scientific issue. And that's why they ridicule me and attack me, because they don't want you knowing what they did to the water, folks. You understand? I mean, penis sizes are down like 90% from the chemicals.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations, and I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical. But in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, we are back live here. I want to give the number out next segment. We got a guest on for two segments, but then we'll go to your calls the entire third hour. I want to take a lot of calls on any subject you want to raise, any item, any topic. But getting back to the implosion of Netflix, billions and billions and billions of dollars a year are invested. It was the avant-garde new Hollywood launch, leftist takeover, pure anti-family, anti-human, anti-American poison. And horrible acting, horrible production, just like a giant high school play with a $1 billion budget. It is now crashing and burning like the rest of the pedophile Hollywood scum. So that is certainly good news. But I want to get something extremely straight here with everybody. And I think everybody already knows this, but we need to get this talking point out to everybody else or we're doomed. If I see another one of these headlines, I'm going to pull my hair out. Well, luckily, most of it's fallen out, so that's not a problem, because I see these damn headlines, excuse me, Lord, I see these headlines hundreds of times a day without looking. Oh, Biden's a buffoon. He's a moron. He doesn't know what he's doing, says Senator Rand Paul, says Senator Cotton, says Senator Hawley, says Senator Cruz, says Kudlow, Larry Kudlow. And they just go, what's wrong with these morons? If we cut off all the coal power plants that are totally clean, we'll go bankrupt because China isn't cutting any. Duh. If we cut off the pipeline, we'll go bankrupt. Why doesn't he know that hurts America? He doesn't know. So no one ever says it's on purpose when it's in the Club of Rome, in the World Economic Forum documents, in their damn public statements. You can have a coal power plant. We will bankrupt you. Barack Obama. 2008. I mean, these are real quotes. You won't be able to have a car or air conditioning soon. You'll all live in 200 square foot apartments. Barack Obama. Michael Bloomberg. I mean, these are real things going on. So I see these type of headlines. Biden economy. He doesn't seem to care one whit about economic growth and prosperity. It's always the G. They didn't know. It's like somebody grabs a kid out of the backyard and goes and tortures him to death. Like, oh, they didn't know that hooking them up to that electrical wiring would kill them. They didn't know chopping their head off might kill them. And again, it's always this, oh, the liberals are idiots. Is that why they're running circles around us? Is that why they're bankrupting the economy? Is that why the damn border's wide open? Is that why they're human smuggling? Is that why they're launching all these wars? No, they got their frickin' act together, screwing us on design, damn it! And I'm going to tell you, this is one of the biggest problems we face is A, we don't admit this is a spiritual battle. And then B, we sit here and go, oh, the liberals are idiots or they don't care. No, they care a lot. They even have a plan called Cloward and Piven to bankrupt the government by overflowing it with welfare to get rid of the capitalist system. And it's the ultra rich that are doing that because they want to get rid of their competition. So Larry Kudlow, man, you're a good guy. You did some good policies with Trump. Geez, I like you. But will you please pull your head out of the sand And will you please stop lying to viewers on Fox and telling people on your daily show that the Democrats don't know what they're doing? They're following a globalist plan that is exact on record. And let me go somewhere else. I've seen in my stacks today no fewer than over 10 articles about how the Russians have infiltrated the media and the Russians have infiltrated the right wing, the same old crap again, when the Russians are not bad people, but when it comes to infiltrating stuff and it comes to influence, they can't tie their shoelaces compared to the globalists and the Chinese. The globalists are the masters. The Chinese are a close second. The Russians are the most ham-fisted infiltrators on earth. You want stock and bond, or you want beautiful woman, or you want both. That is what it consists of with the Russian intelligence operation. Putin like you. You like girl? No. You like boy? You like money? That's how it goes. You like girl, you like boy, you like money. The Russians are like hillbillies. And I'm knocking hillbillies. I'm a hillbilly too. The point is, they're literally like 1950s hillbillies or something. Okay? You know who infiltrated us is the World Economic Forum. You know who penetrated the governments and is now in full control. You read what the Davos Group wants. We're living it. They are in control of our lives. Down to what goes in our bodies and where we can travel and what we got to wear on our face and tracking us. I mean, that is their world. And they are not in this for your good. They're in this to hurt you. And they run the corporate race baiting and division while they screw everybody over, while they starve the third world to death. I mean, they are a sick group of murdering filth with a decaying puppet up there to degrade America so they can blame him for what they're doing. So when you talk about, oh, Biden doesn't, he's an idiot when he cuts off our energy. He has a moronic policy. No, he's at war with America. They're shutting the country down. We're up against a corporate global government takeover that seeks to implode civilization and consolidate power and control for depopulation. And it goes back to State Department Memorandum 200 and the Bilderberg Group and the Club of Rome and their stated goals and the Georgia Guidestones and all the Bill Gates quotes and his father's quotes and their whole plan. And we sit here eating around the edges while they have every major newspaper in the Western world that I've seen say dictatorship is good. Getting rid of free speech is good. Getting rid of borders is good. Getting rid of the family is good. Pedophilia is good. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's bad. And so if we'll simply wake up to the New World Order and the fact that they're out to get us and the rest of it, it's game over. We're going to go to break. You know that the globalists are trying to shut us down right now and if we don't get extra support, they will be successful at imploding InfoWars. I'll still be here, you know, in certain ways, but it'll be like Sauron without the ring, not at full power. So the point is that we will reconstitute, though, okay, one way or another. The point is that I need your support. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Alex Jones Was Right shirt that we're selling at a premium, $24.95, costs us like $8 a shirt. So we get money to fund the operation. That's the fundraiser shirt. All other shirts are being sold at cost to clear them out forever, and they're never coming back. And we've already sold out of about 40% of the 60,000 T-shirts that we built up over the years. So I was doing new designs every month or so, but not promoting them. So some shirts were good sellers, others weren't. Well, they're all being sold out, one-of-a-kind designs. They'll never be seen again. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got a lot of other big specials right now, like BrainForce Ultra, a next-level nootropic. You must experience it for yourself. It's 40% off. We've got another flash sale today. I forget what the flash sale's for. One of the items is 50% off. But the point is, I need funds. These are great products. Thank you for your support. We are the tip of the spear. We get it. We understand it through God's grace and discernment. And we need to stay on air. So please keep us here together in this fight. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So many big specials, so many great products. They're available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and get InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong. Sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide. And we're going to be doing one of those rare 24-plus-hour emergency broadcasts kicking off at 8 a.m. tomorrow. with the American Journal, and then myself, and I'll be coming back at night with special guests, Ellen Schroyer, right through until 12 a.m. on April 23rd, going into Saturday morning. The Save InfoWars Money Bomb, InfoWars2022.com. InfoWars2022.com. Just the name InfoWars and then 2022.com. And it's going to be a very, very special, basically commercial free. Well, we'll have a few breaks, played reports and videos and, you know, exclusive stuff, but we need to raise a couple million dollars. You know, you see big corporate media, CNN Plus with $300+ million and they can't get 10,000 viewers a day. We have millions and millions a day conservatively just on Bandai Video, millions a day on the audio and video streams, and millions visiting InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And then millions of people copying the videos and sharing them. There's just no way to even keep track of it. So we have overridden the censors, and they're really pissed off. And so they are coming down on us, trying to shut us down. We're not going anywhere if we get the finances. I've not declared bankruptcy myself, but we've done it with some of the companies so that we can let a federal trustee in and then show them everything and all the other information so they know what the media and the other courts is doing is not true. Because those other courts have the data. They go, Jones has $65 million in the bank. I don't have $3 million in the bank. Jones secretly did this and that. Did no such thing. And they know all this because the court ordered the most insane discovery ever. In Connecticut and Texas, we complied. Then they defaulted and said we gave them faulty financials, which is a criminal charge. Big CPAs, the CPA we use is a big Democrat, does it for big Democrat law firms. I was like, there's a third party in here a few years ago. Bring in a top CPA that they'll believe. Oh, they say he's a fraud. And I go to our guests. I just want to point this out. They know that over the last 3 years, the $60+ million was paid into a company we set up for liability protections, how you do it, to have the supplements held there. So you pay that company, owned by my dad. It then buys the supplements, and then we buy them back and then pay for new supplements. So that's the cost of it over 3 years, the $60-something million. That's what we've already told. But imagine they go, oh, he secretly put $60 million into shell corporations. The hell I did. As God is my witness. And they're going to find out when the federal magistrate sees all that. I'm not going to sit here and take this crap anymore. It's disgusting. And they know exactly what they're doing. Sorry, I'm ranting. It just drives me crazy. They censor us. They take our sponsors over the years. We sell our own products, and then they try to shut that down. And then we buy the products. They say that we're covering up money when they know damn well that was paid in to buy the products. Excuse me. I'm going to stop ranting. It's just the level of deception that these people have engaged in. And it's across the board. The globalists know they're losing. They're going for broke. I appreciate him. He'll join us till 5 after next hour. Dr. Darren J. Beatty is a former professor at political science at Duke University who went on to serve in the White House as speechwriter and political aide to Trump. He is now founder of Revolver News. It's really doing a great job on so many fronts. Revolver.news, Darren J. Beatty on Twitter. Written some really powerful articles dealing with the libs of TikTok. Doxing uncovers secret hacker government mercenary alliance behind regime's war on MAGA Americans. And so what is this whole giant TikTok doxing by the Washington Post, and why is it such a big deal, and what is it uncovered? Then we'll look at the implosion of Netflix and what that symbolizes, and the latest on Elon Musk as well. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Thanks for sitting there while I was ranting, but this is just getting insane.
It's great to be here, as always.
So, where do you want to start here? A lot going on over at Revolver News, a lot happening in the world.
Indeed. Well, I think we should start at this Libs of TikTok article because this has been all over the news. There's so many dimensions of this that are of intense interest to the American public. So there's the surface story, which I think most people know. And the surface story is a scandal in its own right. You've got this deranged, people say she's aged. I think she looks good for a woman probably in her mid-50s. Her name is Taylor Lawrence, and she is a vicious reporter, wrote a piece for the Washington Post doxing a very popular, amusing, informative, anonymous account called Libs of TikTok. And I think probably a lot of your viewers have seen this. Does great work in exposing the grooming agenda that exists across a variety of our educational institutions. And the purpose of doxing, that is revealing someone's identity, is very clear. We exist in a regime in which there is a very well-developed infrastructure to destroy the reputations, lives, and livelihoods of anyone who dares question the regime. That's the subject of your rant just earlier. People like you, people like me, they need to destroy us. But for ordinary citizens who want to do their part, they're even more vulnerable, and a lot of them have to operate under pseudonyms. And that's why the regime is so interested in exposing them, to instill fear in their hearts and to ruin their lives as a message to anyone else who might dare go on their computer and say something that our corrupt and illegitimate regime doesn't like. And so that's enough of a story into its own right. But when you get down into the rabbit hole of this, you really discover what we're up against. Because it might not shock you that this unhinged nut job reporter, she didn't do any of the actual legwork. Give me a break. You just have to look at her and know that she couldn't do anything resembling something requiring technical proficiency. No, of course, the actual work, the actual doxing work, was done by a man called Travis Brown, and he's noted in the Washington Post article. He uses a software that he developed that is a hate speech tracker, which of course means just tracking people who dare question the regime and exposing them. Okay, fair enough. But what really gets interesting is this. Who funded this hate speech tracker? Well, the hate speech tracker is funded by an NGO that receives its own funding principally from the German government. So the money goes from the German government to this tech incubator called Prototype, and Prototype funds this Antifa-adjacent journalist doxing operations, which when successfully completed, then additionally laundered into the Washington Post, where Taylor Lorenz writes the piece in order to destroy this person's life. That's very interesting. What are some of the other projects funded by this Prototype organization that's bankrolled by the German government?
Well, and I want to talk about that. I want to talk about how U.S. intelligence uses German groups so many times to carry out their criminal activity when we come back, Doctor, but just the big issue here is that they used her as a victim, cause celeb, that when people criticize her, they call that hate speech and say it shouldn't be allowed. Journalists should be protected because they're arms of the deep state, permanent state. And then she goes out and starts doxing people, and people don't see the incredible hypocrisy of that.
Right. It's amazing. Like that's the surface story, which is scandalous enough in its own right. The story underneath this is like the additional scandal, apart from her hypocrisy, is she didn't even actually do the work. It was a technically competent man who was doing the work behind this.
Well, sure. That's the well-known thing about Netflix. Not that there aren't good female directors, but almost all the female directors is really a man. But then the directive came down, have all the directors be female. So it's all men behind women. And it's the same thing, using a young woman as a cutout for a German-connected intelligence, private intelligence agency to harass Americans and use tactics they've used in Germany to suppress the population, which a lot of it lends back to the Stasi, as we know. We'll talk to Dr. Beattie when we come back on the other side. Revolver.news. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. And it's a revolutionary act to share links like InfoWars.com and Revolver.news. When you do that, I know you're awake, folks, but other people aren't, and they're ready to hear the truth now. So share the links daily from Revolver.news and InfoWars.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about freedom, period.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films,
Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes. We need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their SHIELD process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well, but this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
To the town of Alfrio rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip.
One of the biggest stories of the last week is the libs of TikTok getting doxxed by a Washington Post reporter who herself had complained about people even criticizing her and the media saying that shouldn't be done. But Dr. Darren G. J. Beatty with Revolver.News, who's a former professor of political science at Duke University and a former advisor and speechwriter for President Trump, he has been able to track back off public information who really did the doxing and how they're using this woman as a cutout. So, Dr. Beatty, please continue with this big breaking news.
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned, the software used for this doxing that another individual actually performed, it wasn't Taylor Lorenz, another guy called Travis Brown did it. He was using software that was, whose development was funded by a German government project. It's called the Prototype Fund. It's a project of Open Knowledge Foundation Germany, and it's funded by the Federal Ministry of Education and Research. And among other things, this organization funds projects to expose the quote unquote fake news. And by that, they of course don't mean the actual fake news. They mean the news outlets that dare to question regime narratives. They also have quite fascinating projects that they fund, among which is software for voice training for trans people. And so the same organization that was paid to dox libs of TikTok is also paying to teach male to female transgenders how to not sound like Barry White. Sounds like a worthwhile use of money. And of course, here's where it gets really interesting, Alex, is they also funded something called the Syrian Archive, which is meant to expose human rights abuses in Syria. Now, the original advertisement for this is very kind of sneaky about what perspective they have on Syria. But if you go to the website, it's very clear the whole project is meant to reinforce regime propaganda that's been long debunked regarding the Assad chemical weapons attack and so forth. And so irrespective of what you think about the Syria thing, what's interesting is the pattern that emerges is that this government-funded NGO is not only supporting DOX efforts against domestic political speech in the West, it's also doing projects to reinforce the foreign policy geopolitical agenda of the regime. And this isn't an isolated case. We see this pattern repeatedly. For instance, there's an organization called Bellingcat, which is affiliated with the British government. And Bellingcat does much the same thing. It engages in dox operations to expose and demonize and terrorize political dissenters within the West. And it also engages in reinforcement efforts to advance whatever the current agenda is against Russia or Syria. They were involved in the Skripal hoax and all kinds of other things. And not only that, there's also Anonymous. Now, Anonymous is this hacker group that pretends to be independent. They're just people who want to expose the truth and challenge power. Well, I find it very interesting that one of the co-founders of Anonymous took credit for the hack that exposed people who were donating to the trucker convoy in Canada.
Well, that's right. And that guy's a well-known front for other people with government connections. Exactly. They just use him to take credit.
And so this guy who is associated with Anonymous takes credit for the hack exposing people who are supporting the truck convoy effort in Canada. And the same organization, this is a clip on the Revolver article, right in the early throes of the Ukraine-Russia conflict, Hillary Clinton went into an interview and she said that she supports the efforts of private hacker groups, including Anonymous, to engage in cyber war against Russia.
So we know what it is. It's Western intelligence and corporate intelligence groups harassing domestic populations, and they're even hiring foreign countries out so they have plausible deniability, and that just shows you what Jeff Bezos is doing.
Alex, the real take-home point here is this shows something crucial about the whole ecology that sustains this domestic war on terror engaged by our national security apparatus. And that is, there's this whole gray zone of mercenary groups operating with plausible deniability, these hacker groups that are effectively working on behalf of the government, not independently, that are behind these doxing operations to terrorize domestic dissenters within the West. And that's what we need to understand. Just as you saw in the Iraq war, there was this development where you had private contractor organizations like Blackwater. This is sort of the equivalent of that in the NGO cyberspace of hacker groups doing the dirty work for the government that they want an arm's length from. And that's really the darkest and most dangerous aspect of this Taylor Lawrence doxing affair.
Well, and you're right. I didn't even know about this organization. I mean, I knew the left had a bunch of these organizations around the world until I saw your article and I went and looked it up. And there it was hiding in plain view. I was even getting into, look at this hypocrite. She says anyone criticizing her should be censored. You can't criticize a Washington Post writer while she's doxing people. But that's only the first layer of the onion. You dig into it, she's a cutout for corporate bullying harassment organizations.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really the irony layered on top of it, is she's getting so much hate for engaging in the doxing, but even in a weird way, that's even giving her too much credit, because any kind of actual competent work is so far past her that she's just taking up the DOCS effort that was conducted by someone who
she's just a young, pretty girl. It's not her, you know, it's not a big, dangerous CIA cutout group or anything.
She's just a young, helpless girl in her, likely in her mid-50s, who's highly sensitive about her age, which is another amusing aspect of this story.
Sure, I was being sarcastic, exactly. Shifting gears into Netflix's implosion and what's going on with Elon Musk and all of it. This is getting rich quick. I see the Netflix implosion as a bellwether of just the accelerating exodus out of Hollywood.
Yeah, it's a collapsing institution, and it's so important. And that's like a lot of the same dynamics that account for what Twitter actually is and the market forces governing it, I think also apply to Netflix. Netflix is in many ways is a kind of social engineering project. And you see the way that the political agenda is egregiously and gratuitously inserted into all of their originals. It's become almost a joke now on the internet, a meme of, here's the newest Netflix special with some outrageous display of woke social engineering. So it's very comforting to see that it's experiencing some financial difficulties, but if it's practice in the social engineering arena is important enough to the elites, they'll find some way to bail it out and sustain it, because ultimately the work that it does in brainwashing the population and distracting the population in helping to shape people's understanding of reality, which is what entertainment and media does, if that's important enough to the regime that they need things like Netflix, so they'll, I think, do what they can to...
Well, exactly. That's the point I was going to make is... It's like a missile, a javelin missile. You expect a missile to get blown up. It's taking something out. So CNN having no viewers falling apart, Netflix falling apart. And you're like, why are they destroying themselves? Because that's their mission, is to culturally derange and bring us down and just give us ugly art, ugly literature, ugly everything, so we will accept dystopia. It's very simple. So they're carrying their mission out. Their mission is to destroy themselves in the process of destroying us.
Exactly. Their job, their regular conventional market forces don't apply to these organizations. Their job is not to provide the product that people actually want. Their job is to make the regime's propaganda as palatable as possible, but it's always subject to that chief criterion is, does this serve the agenda of the regime? And if it steps out of that, they're no longer serving their purpose.
Dr. Beatty, don't hang up. We got a 2-minute break. We'll do 5 minutes with you on a big January 6th Governor Whitmer development. I know you're the expert on this. And I know the listeners are sick of it. I'm sick of it too. But they're betting their whole midterms in 202 days on this. So this is really critical. We'll come back with that information briefly. And then your phone calls in the third hour. Let's give the number out right now. First-time callers, long-time callers, disagree, agree. We're not censoring your calls. Just have a topic, have a clean telephone. That's all I ask. 4-877-789-2589. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Gosh, I've been saying that number for 20 years. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Again, 877-789-2539 or Alex at the end. Some people overseas can't dial a 1-800 number. So we have the international line 01-512-646-1776. And your calls are coming up in about T-minus 7 minutes. But I want to hit this big developing news. Just in, federal prosecutor drops out of Governor Whitmer alleged kidnapping case that has blown up in their face spectacularly. We'll be back in hour number 3. Please don't forget, we're doing a fundraiser right now to stay on air and be strong. You support us, we're going to stay on air. It's a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It's not the full bankruptcy. We're going nowhere if you support us. Thanks for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. board. We talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back into hour number three as we wage war on corruption, as we crash the lies and disinformation in defiance of the censors and leftist control freaks. It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. And I wanted to get Dr. Darren J. Beatty back on from Revolver.News in this last little segment to comment on the wheels coming off of the Whitmer kidnapping plot and what that means for January 6th. And this latest federal prosecutor drops out of Governor Whitmer alleged kidnapping case. This is a real time collapse of this house of cards. What do you make of this, doctor?
Again, it's a complete embarrassment, a complete collapse of their case. But what I'm really looking for is accountability. It's great that the case itself has gone nowhere, that it's a spectacular failure. But ultimately, the narrative itself is arguably a success. The narrative still dominates the regime's efforts to repurpose the national security apparatus against Trump supporters politically. And so until we can effect, through our reporting, through our coverage, through talking about it like we are now, until we can effect that connection between the collapse of what actually is going on in terms of this trial, in terms of all these narratives, and the power of the agenda, which is this agenda to weaponize the national security state, our work isn't done. And so I think that always needs to be in the background of every discussion regarding how embarrassing this must be to the DOJ. It was never ultimately about these handful of hapless and in some cases even homeless defendants who were set up in this ridiculous entrapment operation. It was never really about them or their fate. They were always expendable. What it was always about is using these people to engineer a larger narrative that could shape the direction of the country and shape it in a way that is extremely dark and extremely dangerous, and which has largely been successful over the past several years.
Well, you're right. I mean, if you tune into any Democrat propaganda, all they talk about is domestic white supremacists, Trump supporters are terrorists, anyone questioning elections or forced injections or not wearing masks are terrorists. They have alerts on NBC News, ABC News. Oh, they're questioning lockdowns. Oh, they question elections. It's just a hysteric attempt to outlaw their political opposition. I don't see it working unless they stage a false flag. In fact, we had a big poll. 48,000 people voted on it in just one day. On InfoWars.com, the poll's still open, closes in a few hours. How will Dems distract from failures ahead of 2022 midterms? Focus on January 6th, 11%. Blame Putin, 32%. Call GOP groomers, 2%. False flag attack, 56%. I think they're right. I think false flag's the move the deep state wants.
I think this is very possible, and we'll just have to be extra vigilant for it. And that is one thing I think that is very positive feature of all the coverage we've done, the coverage you've done, sort of exposing these false narratives behind not only Michigan, but behind January 6th as well, is that even though a lot of the narrative damage remains, for now at least, what it does, it makes it much harder for them to pull off a successful false flag in the future. Because people have been so accustomed now to seeing what a lie all of this stuff is. They've seen multiple sub-narratives just collapse before their very eyes, whether it's the Michigan thing, whether it was the fire hydrant attack that they claimed there was a Capitol police officer was killed by a fire hydrant with a frothing MAGA mob. That was dispelled.
Jesse Smollett, all of it, exactly. And then when you got the State Department being accused of being liars and they say Russia may do a false flag and Russia says the U.S. is doing false flags in NATO, the fact is people are educated now about false flags and it's legitimate to ask that question, and that takes away the element of surprise the permanent state had.
And you know what, Alex? The funny thing is, kind of ironic, the trust that the American people and really the global community has in the American government and particularly the American intelligence organizations, the trust is so resoundingly low that even when they pretty much got it right, remember when all the intel people were saying that Russia is going to go
invade? Russia's going to invade. No one believed it.
No one believed it because everyone knows that the intel agencies are such liars. So I think that's actually an ironic example.
It is. Dr. Beatty, amazing interview. Revolver.news. Thank you so much.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, and limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Hear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are now 6 minutes and 10 seconds into hour number three today. We're going to be talking to Big Mac, Ken, Robert, Richard, Josh, Ed, Barney, Carlos, Rodney, and many others here in this hour. And we've got some other big breaking news as well. But wow, what is going to happen next with all the crazy things that are happening? Let's go to these calls in the order they were received. The first call is from Pennsylvania. That's Robert in Pennsylvania on supply chain breakdown, works in transportation as an analyst. Robert, great to hear your expertise. Tell us what's happening.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Huge fan. Actually, just ordered two of the fundraisers.
Do me a favor. Talk right into your telephone. You're not getting good connection. Talk right into the telephone.
All right. Is this any better?
It is. Go ahead.
All right. So I just wanted to talk about my firsthand experience of watching the supply chain slowly break down. I've worked for a couple of the larger carriers. I now work for a very small transportation company. And over the last 2 years, we have seen a huge spike in volume at the start of the pandemic. And now volume is lower than I've seen in, 5 years of doing this. The volume across the board, number of deliveries going out, it's astonishing how low it is. And I mean, it's honestly terrifying. I don't know if people are, just running out of money.
Yeah, and they have a word for that. It's called a depression. Yeah, absolutely. So explain to people again, you're an analyst that looks at supply, and I'm involved in supply, obviously, because I'm somebody that sells my own products. I mean, I've never heard of anything this bad. Elaborate on why you're saying this is so scary.
So I actually I'm an operations manager for a trucking company. I handle the on the ground operations, forecasting, basically day to day. And we work with a couple of larger carriers. And from this time last year, our volume is down almost 25%. With gas prices going up, between volume being down, prices going up, it's making it really hard to survive in the industry. I mean, I'm cutting budgets constantly, just to try to keep people paid, make ends meet. As where, you know, 2 years ago, the end of 2019 into the beginning of 2020 was, I mean, an incredible moneymaker for us. But, I mean, we've seen 25% drop in volume, and we've lost probably 8% of our profit margins. So for the big carriers, it's fine. But for us, you know, the small local guys and the little guy, they're getting screwed on all of this.
Well, exactly. That's why the globalists are doing this. They admit, because you're, quote, non-essential, this will get rid of all the small and medium carriers. And then in time, that will be passed on to the consumer because the big companies like Walmart and Amazon basically are behind all this. It's a very serious situation. And then getting rid of the smaller companies that actually produce goods as well will cause shortages in the future, which is, again, the post-industrial world we've been artificially put into.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And then all these people won't have jobs, but, oh, it's okay now. You're not on welfare. You've got a universal basic income, but now they can dictate to you how to live your life if you want to still get that money.
Yeah, exactly. Total control.
So are you seeing it get progressively worse, or is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Because they've really squeezed and shut down the worldwide just-on-time delivery system, which took decades to even get in place, as you know. Is it progressively getting worse? Because that's what I'm seeing. Or is it slowing down in its downward slide? Or what's the trajectory?
As of late, I'd say over the last 6 months, even through the holiday season, it's gotten progressively worse. I mean, obviously, you had the holiday spike in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But after that, instead of it being a slow taper, I mean, it was just a complete drop. I had, you know, five drivers that I had to lay off the last 2 weeks of the year because there was no volume. And I didn't get back to full running capacity until about 3 weeks ago. And even then, I'm just barely making enough money to break even. So, I mean, as of right now, I don't really see it going up anytime soon, or ever for that matter. And if it does, it will barely keep us above water.
Well, that's why I get so mad at headlines from Kudlow on Fox Business. Biden doesn't seem to care. He's an idiot. Doesn't know what he's doing. No, they know exactly what they're doing. This is economic warfare. Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate the call. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain to listeners. Our costs have gone up. We can't get products. I'm not bitching. I know you're in a bad shape as well, most of you probably, but that's why I get really angry when the news is up there lying and saying, court documents show they've got $60 million. And they count 3 years of us buying product, checks going out, saying that that's secret money we have. It's just, it's lies. And I'm not going to prove to people how serious things are by shutting down. I'm going to sit here and explain to people and get the money in to keep operating. But we need to stay on air. We're essential. All of you are essential as well. But I'm saying InfoWars needs to be on the air during this period of time. I could easily just say I've done my tour, 28 years, I'm done, and just, you know, get out of here. The crew could too. But that would be abandoning the ship. That would be turning my back on people, and I'm not doing it. And I've been told, you keep doing what you're doing, we're going to get you. Well, I mean, you're going to get me anyways. I can't back down. I just can't do it. And I don't think it's a weakness. I think it's a strength I've got. But and I know you can't back down either. But I'm telling you, if you're not consciously spreading the word about the show and spreading the articles and videos, and if you're not praying for the broadcast and yourself as well and your family, and if you're not buying the products, you might as well just join the New World Order. Because you can't just sit there and like, well, I support you, but no. We're in this together. And I bet my life on this because I believe in you. And we're so close to beating these people. But we just got to keep pressing ahead. Okay, let's take another call. Who's up next here? Let's go to a caller in Kentucky. Let's talk to Ed in Kentucky. Ed, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Go ahead.
First off, you're a hero to so many people. But I just wanted to say, as far as you not turning your back on people who are spreading the word, I remember when Jason Miller, the CEO of Getter, came on your show to promote your audience to go to his site to stream your show. If you go to your show's live stream right now and you type in the words, Zelensky is a Nazi, they will ban you from your own chat. And that's not even controversial. He showed up to Congress with a Nazi Iron Cross on his shirt. I mean, he runs with the Adolf.
No, I know. I mean, Getter's not bad, folks, but they're running scared. They don't want to get banned off their servers. They don't want to have to build servers like we did and spend $4 million. I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but we have our own servers literally under a mountaintop. It just doesn't matter. The point is, yeah. I mean, I understand why they do it, but it doesn't mean it's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely not good because there's a loyal bunch of info warriors there who just come to talk and, you know,
network. I mean, Zelensky is a Nazi. He's a Nazi like Madeleine Albright's dad or George Soros, who were Jews that worked for the Nazis.
I knew you would know. I knew you would get it. I just wanted to let you know that they're using your stream and banning people who discuss obvious things.
Well, I'll hold you over, Ed, because I want you to get your other point about stuff, or finish up if you got time.
Okay.
I don't understand my stream to ban people. I don't know what that means.
I mean, like, InfoWars has a stream on Getter.
Yes.
Where you can live stream the show, and you can actually discuss things with people who are watching the show with you, and it's pretty cool. Like, there's a bunch of people who come there every day. It's awesome.
Sure. Sometimes it gets tens of thousands of comments a day. Yeah, it's nice.
Well, I'm talking about not the comments. I'm talking about live streaming. Like, I can actually watch the show right now. There are people in your chat right now who know who I am, who are probably going, like crazy people. And the real deal is it's fun. But then if you type in something simple about what's going on today in today's news, like Zelensky is a Nazi, you will get banned.
All right. Well, a lot of that is, I know when the CEO, who's a good guy, got confronted on Tim Pool, he backed off some stuff. Maybe I should talk to him about that. It might be moderators. You know, we've had moderators, too, before that went too far. Because we can't have folks calling for violence and things on InfoWars, and then people got pissed at us. But I'll look into it. Thank you, Ed, for the call. All right, more calls straight ahead in T-minus 4 minutes. And I like Getter. I like Rumble. I like Gab. I like them all. Are they perfect? No, none of us are. But I hear you. They don't want to copy the Democrats, for God's sake. You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it. It's just true. That InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever, because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
With the world awakening, I think what's important that we rise to the momentum right now, take advantage of this moment, and I have always an idea that something everybody can do, that every listener can do. I think it'd be powerful and effective for us to hang banners over highways. Imagine a giant banner in Houston or LA or Atlanta that says, Alex Jones is right, InfoWars.com, or we stand with the truckers, arrest scouts, or whatever.
Brother, I'm so glad you called to elaborate on this. Yes, now is the time in your small town or your big city to write something on the bathroom wall, or to put a sticker on your car, or banner hangs over highways, and it will be a chain reaction. What do you recommend people say on these banner hangs?
I have a few ideas. First of all, Alex Jones is right, InfoWars.com, Arrest Fauci, arrest Bob Schwab. The vaccine is poison. There's tons of things. I say just keep it short, keep it concise.
No, I agree. Arrest Fauci, arrest Bill Gates. The COVID vax is poison. Beautiful.
Yeah, there's ways that we could all be involved and we could all be affected. So that's what I'm calling about.
God bless you, Chris, in Atlanta. I really, really appreciate you calling us today. Thank you so much.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life. immune support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Sitting here looking at all the callers on the screen on the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, April 20th broadcast, and I see the name Ernest in Texas, been holding 11 minutes, son passed away from vaccine, update on fighting back. I would love to have Ernest in studio with us, and his son died after he got one of these shots, and he's traveled the country exposing it. So, Ernest, we really appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate your update, Ernest.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I just want to tell you thank you for everything you've done, how you've been pushing this subject, how you've been helping everyone, not just myself. And I really do appreciate it. It means a lot.
I appreciate you, brother. And I'm so sad for what happened to your son. Remind people who your son is and who is alive in heaven, by the way. We're all eternal. But what happened to him during this existence on this planet?
Yes. Well, I was a single parent. You know, Junior was my world. I, took care of my baby with all my might. And when they came up about this so-called, whatever they want to call it, being safe and effective, which was a lie to everyone, I got him vaccinated exactly April 19th, a year yesterday.
Wow.
And 5 days later, he passed away from a myocarditis and a large heart, which will be this Sunday.
Mm-mm.
And, I mean, it tears me up every day. People just don't realize that because he's all I ever had.
But you know what happened to him and you being his father and you going and speaking in D.C. and all over the country, you've reached hundreds of millions of people, not just here, but worldwide. Your son's death has saved a lot of lives, Ernest. And I know that's hard, but at the end of the day, I know you know that deep down, your son has saved a lot of people.
Yes, sir. I know that's what he was wanting me to do because he knows the type of person I am. And I always taught him how to be a man.
Well, he sees what you're doing, man. We're eternal beings of light. Your son is alive right now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I believe that because, like I've always said, I feel my son pushing me, and I feel the good Lord guiding my path. So, you know, I'm going to keep doing this. No matter who tries to quiet me up or shut me down, no one will do that. The only one that's going to stop me is the good Lord when he takes me home. So, you know, people can say what they want to say. I mean, I've not really got very much negative feedback. I've got so much support.
I'm glad you called in because I want an update. I want to invite you in the studio tomorrow, the next day, if you're back in Austin. But I want to talk to you, sir, about this. What do you make of the Health and Human Services head admitting that minorities are twice as likely to die from the shot than white people, and the head of AstraZeneca admitting you shouldn't take the shot if you have an autoimmune problem that could kill you. We already knew that. We warned people. They tried to block us. What do you make of these admissions?
Well, my question is, how come they never answered me when I called them, the health department? You know, I mean, I was probably one of the first ones trying to call them, and they ignored my calls. To this day, they still haven't called me back. I mean, these people, they knew what was going on. Why weren't they honest about it? We could have prevented a lot of injuries and death. I mean, I have
you know
a lot
why,
of wonderful-
Ernest, they were taking money. They were following a script.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, I met a lot of wonderful people, injured victims for the wrong reasons. But they bring light back into my life because, you know, I try to support them, and they're here to support me also.
Well, God bless you and your son, Ernest Ramirez Jr. What is the update, my friend?
Well, I just want to let you know, too, there's billboards going up now. CHD, the Children's Health Defense, asked my permission to use my son's photo. And I gave him permission, of course, because we need to spread this. So they put a picture of my son about, you know, it's real, not rare, about how Pfizer killed my son. They murdered him. And there's a picture of my son on the billboard and another one next to it of me standing next to my son's coffin. They also have a little Matt E. DeGarry picture on the billboard also. Now these billboards are starting to pop up everywhere.
Brother, we appreciate your courage and your strength, and what the devil means for bad, God's going to use for good. Just, I couldn't imagine. I got four children, and I got one son. He's 19, and I just couldn't imagine if this had happened. It's just so painful.
On anyone, not even an enemy, I wouldn't wish this. I mean, it's terrible. We have hate and anger to people, and I wouldn't even wish this on them.
What do you want to say to Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all them? Because it's come out they knew what they were doing. What do you want to say to them, Mr. Ramirez?
Oh, I want them to stand up. Be a man, stand up, especially with me. Please invite me somewhere. Meet me face to face. I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, May 4th. I have another engagement to speak at, and I'm going to rattle the house. I'm sorry. I'm tired of being nice. I'm going to start putting people out there on blast. I'm going to, you'll see. If I don't get arrested or shot, you know, I'm going to do it in the right manner, because the way I've been trying to do it calmly.
And again, some people say, well, Mitch Ramirez should have known. No, you believed in the system. You're a veteran.
Exactly.
You believe they weren't lying to you, and they broke their contract with you. They screwed you over and your son, and they murdered your son, and they think it's funny. But the good news is you didn't roll over and take it. You're fighting back and reaching millions now at these huge rallies and the shows you go to. You are an inspiration to us all and to your son.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. And I just want everyone to protect your babies. Take care of one another, not just your children. We need to turn to our neighbor and protect them also, because that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to protect your children. So,
what have you experienced now traveling the country? I know you've been tireless. What have you experienced? What have you seen?
To be honest, all the love and support from everyone. I can't tell everyone thank you enough, because they come up, give condolences, give me hugs. I mean, I have no fear. I don't wear a mask, you know, so... I have one gentleman ask me, why don't you wear a mask at these events? Why should I? This is a scare tactic they used on us. I fell for it. I don't want you to fall for it. You know, so, I mean, sure, we're going to get sick, but we have natural immunity. Our body's going to fight.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, and like I've always told everybody, if you see me, I've had people, they don't want to upset me. No, you're not upsetting me. You see me at a restaurant, at a gas station, it doesn't matter. Please come up, talk to me. Shake my hand, whatever. Ask me questions. That's what I'm here for. Even though
beautiful. How do people find you on Twitter?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I've gave out my personal number because I have people. Like I said, I have phone calls, emails, text messages from around the world. I have my phone on me all the time.
Well, God bless you, sir. And listen, we'll put you on hold. Are you in Austin right now? We'd love to have you in the studio tomorrow. I haven't announced this yet. I think I did briefly. We're going to have a Save InfoWars 24-hour broadcast kicking off at 8 a.m. tomorrow. So anytime you want to come in tomorrow night or the night after that, we'd love to have you in the studio, sir.
Okay, sounds good, sir. I appreciate that. Really do.
All right. Thank you, Ernest Sr. Put him on hold. Get him in here. I've been really wanting him on, so I'm glad he got through and called in. Oh, my God, it makes me so angry. We're going to go to break. Come back with your calls. These people, they just get away with it. They know what they're doing. They think it's so funny. They think it's so cute how they're killing people. And I mean, his son being murdered is like my son being murdered. If we don't have empathy, we have nothing, people. And it was the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to see whole David Rockefeller combine in prison. That means Bill Gates, that means Fauci, it means Peter Daszak, all these arrogant, crazy scientists think they're better than everybody, and they like to play God and kill people. They think it's funny. They think it's cute to cook these viruses up. They think it's funny to release it. And it's not funny. It's not cute. And they're going to find out God's going to cut them down. They can run on for a long time, like Johnny Cash says. But sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone calls on the other side of this break. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. Mike in California, thanks for calling.
I think we're barking up the wrong tree calling this gain-of-function research. Now, if you read the actual 2014 legislation, the U.S. government gain-of-function deliberative process and research funding pause on selected gain-of-function research involving influenza, MERS, and SARS viruses. It says nothing about SARS-like viruses, and it's a research funding pause. It's not a stop. It's not a prohibition. It's when you come to a four-way intersection, there's the stop sign. You stop, you look both ways, and then you proceed. And so it's also, it doesn't pause all gain of function, just selected gain of function. But they'll argue that this is actually characterization and qualification research. So, Rand and others, maybe Fauci was right. They don't quite know what they're talking about calling it gain of function. That's why he didn't perjure himself. That's why he hasn't been arrested.
Because they're literally creating new synthetic life forms that mimic what the viruses do. But in the main definition, it's still a gain of function. You're making something deadly that spreads more easily to hurt people. Thank you, Mike. We love you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
Okay, we've got a few segments left, and then we've got our great guest host taking over. So let's go to your calls, the order they were received. Let's go ahead and talk to who would be the longest holding person. Richard in Maine. Richard, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought I wanted to say I've been a huge fan since about 2012. I'm 27 years old from Portland, HB.
I can hear you really good till you second you hear me. Just try to talk right in your phone again.
Yeah. I'm 27 from Portland, Maine, and I'm proud to be an American. You woke me up. It's life-changing that you've dedicated your life to saving humanity. You've turned my life around and woke me up to care about the big picture, to believe in God and to take a stand for others. I've been listening since 2012. And I bought many of your products, such as your signed card that came with a copy of Endgame, a bunch of your flag stickers, and I've met many great people that wear your products. We all need to do our part, and I've done flying, panel drops, et cetera, and it's spread the word. And you've inspired me to run for school board in my city. You can follow me on Facebook at Richard Levi Ward for Portland School Board.
Yeah, brother, I really want to hear what you have to say, but it's weird. Like, it's like you're moving the phone away or putting it into your shirt or something. Try to put it right in the receiver, right in your mouth. You're running for school board?
Is that better? Yeah, I'm running for school board in Portland, Maine. You can follow me on Facebook at Richard Levi Ward for Portland School Board. I'm taking a stand against sexualizing children and to end political indoctrination while supporting free speech. We're all in this together, regardless of race and religion. They want us godless, sexless, depressed, anxious, hating each other, childless, fat, drug addicted, and isolated. But we're not going to surrender. And again, I want to thank you for inspiring so many people to take a stand for liberty and justice for all.
Well, I'm trying, my friend, but I'm glad you're running for school board. How do folks find you again?
You can follow me on Facebook at Richard Levi Ward for Portland School Board. Should pop right up.
I see it. You were the dog right there. All right, brother. Thanks for the call. Thank you. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to a caller in Alabama. Let's talk to Seth in Alabama. Go ahead, Seth.
Alex Jones, what a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Yes, sir. I was going to give you some information. My uncle, he is a big-time pharmaceutical doctor. He started his career at UAB in Alabama, and he has transitioned. I think he was the head. They moved up to Nashville. He was over Vanderbilt Pharmacy at one point. They lived in Brentwood, and they lived all by all the country music stars and all that. And since then, he has been moved back down to UAB. And he told me that he was one of the ones that helped on the Moderna vaccine. And I was going to see if you had any info, because I Google him, look him up all the time, but I don't know. I haven't seen
anything about him. Well, I don't know who he is, but the Moderna shot is a GMO manipulation of your DNA gene therapy and is the most deadly shot there is. And it's just super bad news.
That's what I was told. But he's a big time, like he's got degrees. He's originally from Texas. He's originally from San Antonio. And he went to school. I think he's got degrees from Texas Tech, and he's also got one from the University of Texas at Austin. And he has done, and recently he has been released from his job, and he was over the UAB pharmaceutical wing. And I don't know if something internal went down between him and the rest of them, but I know it wasn't good.
Well, brother, God bless you, and we appreciate you. But, I mean, it's a scientific dictatorship. These people can play God. There is a big incentive to go along with what the corporate leaders want. And we just know it's godless, and it's absolutely out of control. Thank you so much for the call. All right, up next is Rodney in Missouri, then Blake in New Jersey. Rodney in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
That's awesome. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. I got my coin. I got a year's supply of food. Got my X3. It's all great. And, Yeah, thank you for what you do.
No, don't thank me. Thanks for keeping us on air and what you're doing. Thank you for being our booster, and thank you for being ready. But I bet you feel good about getting the food now. Food shortages, food prices exploding. You made a good move.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing I wanted to talk to you about, I was there January 6th to listen to Trump's speech. And then me and my friend, we walked down to the Capitol, and he got kind of freaked out. So, you know, we didn't stay there very long. We turned around, and we're walking back, which I would have probably hung out. But anyway, I was with him, and my phone was about to die. But anyway, I talked to Ray Epp on the way back, and he literally told me, he said, I prayed on it last night, and I decided to go into the Capitol. He said, I went in. He said, someone had a seizure. And he said, me and someone else carried him out. He said, we yelled medical emergency. And he said, everyone just parted and let us out of the
Capitol. So you saw Ray Epps, the Fed. Yeah,
I talked to him. And he told me he was in the Capitol. And it's just funny that senators are saying, like, oh, conspiracy theorists. Ray Epps was just a protester. He wasn't in the Capitol. He literally, with his own words, told me he was in the Capitol. I talked to the guy.
Where do you think this is all going, Rodney?
I don't know. It's scary, man. I just found out I got another baby on the way. I've got three beautiful little girls, and it freaks me out. It really does. I'm driving a truck now to try to make enough money to make ends meet. It's scary. It really is.
Well, God bless you, Rodney. We're all in this together. And as soon as we expose the Davos group, it can all end. But as soon as they can, you know, as long as they can hide out and not get the blame for what they've done, they're going to keep doing it. That's why identifying them is paramount. All right, let's talk to Carlos in Canada. Has actually been holding the longest. Carlos is a longtime caller, always informative. Carlos, what's your take on the situation?
Alex, two reasons why InfoWars must remain on the air. Number one, the material I'm going to give you today, I've given you in the past as well, but it's for people who call, like, and tell about their experiences, like Ernest Ramirez, who touched me dearly. I want to tell you, Alex, Pfizer's original trial report on December 31st, 2020, which was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, was covered by a Canadian COVID Care Alliance, which InfoWars reported on a while back. On their report, they analyzed Pfizer's inoculations for COVID-19, more harm than good. Please, if you're a criminal lawyer listening all over the world, I know that other people are working on it, but here's some mens rea and mens actum. The Pfizer original trial report, which these people, 500 doctors of this Canadian COVID Care Alliance, reported, showed 2 months' worth of safety and efficacy data. They prescribed and made a claim that the Pfizer inoculations were safe and showed 95% efficacy 7 days after the second dose. But in fact, the 95% efficacy was actually relative risk, which is scientifically meaningless because of the fact that they didn't have a control group for this. Moreover, relative risk deduction, absolute risk deduction reduction was actually less than 1%, 0.84%. Now, the scientific data since on these treatments have revealed that, in fact, they don't work. Human immunity, by contrast, triggers a more robust humoral immune response in unexposed individuals, that people with no COVID-19 or SARS to experience. Conversely, okay, in the instance of other vaccines, such as, let's take, for example, let's look at here, for instance, a vaccination against hepatitis B gives you 20 years protection. Now, these individuals have shown, and there's a review study that has been published recently called Immunity Following Infection or mRNA Vaccination, with over 268 references. Now, why am I telling you?
And the bottom line is it doesn't work. It's a fraud. Thank you, Carlos. I appreciate your call. God bless you. We'll be right back with more calls. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. William in California, people are asleep and program controlled. I agree. How do you make the sleeper awaken, William?
Oh, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Can I plug Alex real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm in my 60s, and I do the work of 25, 30-year-olds, and I work them into the ground, and you want to know why? And I've tested this, and I've taken your B12, and let me tell you, when I don't take it, I pay a price. I really do. I take that B12, and I'm electric, man. I can run 10 miles. I do some pretty heavy work with a highway department. And my friends will attest to the fact that, yeah, for a guy in his 60s, you know, pushing 70, I'm not just blowing smoke here. The B12 saves my life.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you, and so now we need the support more than ever, because this fight has intensified, don't need me to tell you that, at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious,
great balls of fire. All right, right back to your phone calls ahead of the great Kate Daly taking over in the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central with the War Room. But seriously, if folks will just go buy T-shirts at InfoWars.com that spread the word and help you meet like-minded people, we'll be able to stay on air. If you'll just go get some supplements like the great supplement we've got back in stock, Knockout, 8 different natural compounds that give you deep, clear, good sleep. It's 40% off right now. Valerian root, L-tryptophan, melatonin, lemon balm extract, GABA, chamomile flower extract, hops flower extract, L-theanine. Good for your whole body. Totally natural. 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Brain Force Ultra now back in stock. 40% off. Guarana seed, Alpha GPC, green coffee bean, Eleuthera root, Uramate, green tea leaves, ginkgo leaf, ashwagandha root, and so much more. Very fast-acting, cold-pressed, extremely concentrated, hits you very quickly, and I love it because it dissipates in 3-4 hours instead of other natural stimulants that last 6-8 hours. If you want that, you want Turbo Force or Brain Force Plus. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund our operation. I want to thank you all for what you've been doing, supporting us. It gives me strength to know that we can continue to fight on. Without you, we're nothing. You can go to the top of InfoWarsStore.com. There's a big banner that says donate. You can do it monthly. You can do it weekly. You can do it yearly. So it just recurs. Cancel anytime for free or give a one-time donation right there with the support free speech. Donate today. InfoWarsStore.com. Or again, as I said, 888-253-3139. And thank you during this critical fight for America and the world for standing so firm. You are amazing. All right. Let's take five callers in the 9 minutes we have left. The next little 5 minute segment, the next 15 minutes, we'll get to everybody. Let's talk to Ken in Illinois. Ken, thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First time speaking with you. I want to thank you and your crew for everything you do, shedding a light on the truth. I give your shirts away as gifts. I talk to people, try and wake them up against all the scams. I realized there's so many scams going on everywhere I look. And I'm trying to do what I can, just like you are, and want to thank you guys. One of the scams that I happen to notice, I'm a life member of NRA, and I know this is a little off topic of what we've been talking about lately, but there's a deadline coming up for voting for the board of directors, and NRA used to have their own TV show.
Oh, listen, I don't think you're out of line. I already had this article ready to go when you called in. Judge dismisses NRA bankruptcy case highlighting risk for dissolution of group. The Democrats sued in New York under Soros control, Letitia James. They want to shut the company down. They tried to go to Texas and declare bankruptcy, and that got kicked out. So now the NRA is facing shutdown, another one of our free speech organizations where we use the First Amendment to defend the Second Amendment. It shows you how every good organization that did the right thing is under attack. And once they did all these criminal investigations and the rest of it against them in the civil lawsuits, they shut down their media operation that was already getting as big as Fox News.
Yeah, the problem isn't the organization. I believe the members are being defrauded by Wayne LaPierre. He needs to go. The organization is one of the oldest fighting for our rights, and it really is just, it pains me to know that you've got people that have infiltrated and using it for their own benefit, and there should be a lawsuit, but against him, not against the organization. So that's the thing that drives me nuts.
You know, here's the deal. I was a huge critic of Wayne LaPierre 15 years ago, but then they got more hardcore. They got really pro-Second Amendment and did great things. And so the left bitching that, oh, they went to an NRA event and six or eight of the top executives flew in a private jet. That's almost the same price as them all flying first class. I mean, they're like $20,000 versus $18,000. I mean, I just like saying to me, and I'm not saying you're wrong, brother. I'm just saying the idea that, cause let me tell you, they're not getting rid of Wayne LaPierre. They're ending the NRA. They're ending it as we know.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. The issue I have is this is an example of packing the courts. You've got over 40 directors, and there's only one worth his weight now that isn't even being recommended. That's Frank C. Tate from Wayne, PA.
No, I hear you, Ken. There's a battle over every institution, good and bad. There's a fight over the NRA right now. We should be fighting for its future. I hear you. We should be fighting for it even to exist anymore. Let's go ahead and go to Barney in Kentucky. Barney, go ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, what is going on, Big Sexy Alex Neckbelly Jones? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm excited to be here with you. What's on your mind today? You want to talk about the Committee of 300 and Tavistock Institute? Go ahead.
Yeah, brother. Can I give a shout-out real quick to everybody on Vaughn?
Sure, go ahead. You're on air. Here's the deal. Callers always call in, and they act like they're not on air, and they want to, like they're with a call screener with regular talk radio, like, can I say this, can I say that? Yeah, you're on the air, brother. We're not filtering what you say.
Rock and roll, man. Vaughn Live, the Ron Gibson channel on Vaughn Live, they stream your show live every day. But, yeah, I called in originally about Tavistock Institute for Human Relations and the Committee of 300, and it got to me thinking about CIA and disinformation group, and that brought me around to thinking about Steve Pachinik and whatever happened with him.
Steve Pachinik is off air because of medical issues. I mean, he's an old man.
Oh, okay. So you're not bringing him back on anymore? I know you guys had that deal.
Let me just cut to the chase. We've been asking him on for 6 months, and he's not come on the show. And I'm not going to give out his private information, but I pretty much just told you.
Okay. So you don't think he's disinformation CIA spook still?
I mean, he worked for the State Department and the CIA. You have to go off what he says or what he does, not... I mean, look, we're not screening your call. You're on air. What do you want to say about Steve Pachinik? Hey, you're on air. What do you want to say about him? Just go ahead.
I was just asking because, you know, he said all that crap about the sting and watermark ballots and nothing to come of it. And, you know, I was wondering if you'd want to have him back on the show to explain what he was talking about.
And I'm telling you that I've asked him on the show and he doesn't feel well.
Okay. Well, right on, man. Tavistock Institute for Human Relations, Committee of 300. Nobody's read it. They better.
You're right, Barney, and I appreciate your call. I'll get on that. And look, I'm not defensive about Pachinik. He's a guest on the show. I've never met him in person. I'm not like hanging out with him, talking on the phone even every 6 months to him. I believe he meant well. I believe he wanted America to reject Joe Biden. And so he said a lot of things, some things I can prove, some things I can't, but I'm not my brother's keeper. And I can't sit here and speak to what he was specifically saying and doing. I didn't believe there were watermarks. I didn't believe that Biden wouldn't be inaugurated on the 20th. I said that. Pachinik said what he said. He's his own man. And it's a very reasonable question to ask me, well, where is Pachinik on your show? Well, he won't come on. And I'm told he'll, quote, get better soon. So I'm guessing that means he's sick. But I don't want to start rumors. I don't know. It was he'll be better soon. He'll come on. But he 90% of what he talked about over the years came true. Very accurate, very smart guy. I like him. But when it got into the Q stuff and Trump's invincible and Trump's going to remain in office and January 20th, I said, I think you're wrong, Pachinik. And so just because the guy worked for the government doesn't mean he's good or bad. I mean, you understand the CIA is not like being a movie star where there's only like 500 of them. The CIA is one of the biggest government corporations there is in the world with millions of people. So some association with the CIA is not like, oh, my God, the person was involved in the CIA. Oh, well, what does that mean? The CIA was an entire clandestine army operation during the Cold War. And, of course, it took advantage of what it was doing. Of course, it became a mafia in and of itself. But the fetishizing it like it's magical and powerful is just a joke. The people are powerful. You are powerful. Your action, your speech, what you do, how you decide to spend your money, how you decide to vote, how you decide to pray, that is powerful, and that has a huge effect. We're going to go to break and come back with Rusty, Blake, and Mark, and then Kate Daly takes over ahead of the War Room in 1 hour with Owen Schroyer. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down. Inflation is exploding. The supply chains have broken down. And InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Like I said, tomorrow at 8 a.m. we're going to kick off a 24-hour plus broadcast to get funding in to keep us on air. And with current trends we're seeing, if we did 20 days increasing your support, we'd be set for the next year. Because I need to have the money to buy products that we sell out in the future. And if I don't have that money, then I've got to prepare to just not get the product, stay on air 6-8 months, and then shut down. And I just can't imagine a world without InfoWars. So thank you for the support. We're not backed by Soros or big bankers. We're backed by you, and we appreciate you. So many big special guests starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow right through Friday night at midnight into Saturday morning. Live InfoWars 2022 Emergency Money Bomb goes live 8 a.m. tomorrow. Please spread the word about it and share the live links. Even if you can't donate, sharing those links, telling folks about the live show, that the Forbidden Americana's on air is so powerful, and I thank you all. Rusty in Maine. Welcome, Rusty. I appreciate you holding.
Man, it is a beautiful day here in Maine. The sun is shining, and I'm sharing the airwaves with Alex Jones. How good is that?
We love you, brother. What's on your mind?
So I wanted to just give you some strength and talk about some things. I got my Tree of Liberty coin last week, and I immediately handed it to my son. And I said, put that in your pocket, carry that around. This is those words on there have never rang more true for what we need to do.
Well, let me tell you, in the modern age, the third in the series has come out and it's over. In the modern age, you could not have a bigger piece of Americana than that founding member coin. If it wasn't for the last two coins, we would already be shut down. It is you getting that coin, brother, that has kept us on air, so I thank you.
It means a lot. And every day that I get up, you're still on the air. That's a victory as far as I'm concerned. And so I'm going to rail a little bit on, you know, the people. I know I'm, as the saying goes, you're preaching to the choir, right? We're all in this together on InfoWars. We all listen to each other. We all support each other. But there's a whole other world out there. There's a bunch of people on this Titanic that don't think that we're taking on water. They're clueless. And as much as you try to get through to them, you just don't. So it seems to me that we're at a phase where we have to accept what's going on. not accept, like, put up with it, but I'm saying accept the
no,
fact
just accept
we're
in a lot of trouble and make preparations.
We're headed for it, you know? We're headed for it, and the leaders will emerge, and I'm thankful that you're one of those leaders. Yeah, I think of you, I think of Ernest Shackleton, you know, the Endurance, which is a great book for anybody that hasn't read it. Don't watch the movie, read the book about the Endurance. And
talking about the visit to the North Pole?
Survivor. Yeah, where they got locked in the ice. And
what's crazy is that was only like 110 years ago. Look how far we've come since then.
Isn't that something though? But you know, the real leaders emerge, and things will be okay, and so they'll be different. They'll be different for sure. So I just thought maybe I'd get a chuckle out of you. I'd talk to you and tell you that I was in the store, and this whole thing with the libs of TikTok and all the silliness. You know, I was thinking to myself as I was in the store. You remember? You know, you see these little kids every once in a while ripping stuff off the shelves, having a tantrum until their parents let them get what they want. Those are the people we're dealing with now. Those people grew up. The moms that let the kids get away with ripping stuff off the shelves and having a temper tantrum, we're dealing with them now. This is who they are. I don't think we're going to heal them. I don't think we're going to get through to them, but that's the reality.
Rusty beautifully said. Thank you for the call. Blake, I apologize. I'm out of time. Get Blake's name and number. We got his name, but his number. We'll call him back tomorrow. First caller on my show. We're going to have open phones tomorrow, 8 a.m. right through Friday midnight into Saturday morning. And I'm going to be doing 6, 7, 8 hours live. A bunch of huge guests that we'll tell you about tomorrow are going to be on during the InfoWars 2022 emergency money bomb. And again, I want to thank everybody that has stepped up, because you are fighting the Democrats. You are fighting Bloomberg and Soros and Bill Gates, who are all against us at point blank range. So thank you so much for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be here today. I hope you're having a great one. I have got such a special guest for you that I want to get right to him. This is college professor David Clements. He was from New Mexico State University up until recently when he was fired, and he was an advocate for the audits for the 2020 presidential election. Many, many articles about him. I know you've read about him. And of course, he makes a fantastic presentation on the election fraud. And I can't imagine a better time to talk about this, as everything is kind of everybody thinks everything is hinging on the 2022 midterms. I have a lot of thoughts about that, but I will get back to that, as I think both parties are one. But he was claiming widespread election fraud. We all know there was fraud. And Professor Clements was fired from his position even after winning one of the highest honors as a professor. He refused to wear a mask to pick up this award. Professor David Clements, welcome, and I love your courage, your determination to bringing attention to election fraud. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Kate. It's good to be with you.
Hi. You too. So talk to me about your initial, what you were realizing initially when you were looking at the election, and you were not a fan of Trump. You were not in his corner. You noticed things on January 6th, what happened, and of course then before then in November. Tell us a little bit about that journey for you.
Well, I would say that I was a November, I think 2016, I would say I was a never Trumper. I didn't know much about them. And over the next 4 years, I begrudgingly became an admirer. And by the time 2020 came around, I actually did vote for him, and I was proud to do so. And so my journey, though, with respect to the elections and fraud, though, was just like everyone else. On November 3rd, things looked like it was going to be an overwhelming victory for Trump. And then the next morning, you had just this narrative that was formulated out of whole cloth that this was the safest and most secure election in history. And I was still a business law professor at the time, so I started looking at the evidence. There were a lot of claims that there was no evidence. And I thought that was odd because I started looking at the court logs and was looking to see if evidentiary hearings were actually set. And at the time, I reviewed upwards of 56 significant election fraud cases. And I found out that by and large, there weren't any evidentiary hearings set. So how can you say there's no evidence if you're not going to provide a forum to hear witnesses testify? So my curiosity was piqued. And so I think I was the first person with my credentials, former prosecutor, expert in evidence presentation, and law professor, to say this narrative that there's no evidence is absolutely bogus, because I started reviewing the expert reports and I started looking at the affidavits, thousands of affidavits, and there was a ton of evidence. You had 8-hour public hearings in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Georgia. So I could not reconcile what I was getting from the media from what I was actually seeing in the court filings. And so that was the beginning of my journey. And at some point, I basically become an expert along the way.
Incredible. You know, in the very, very beginning, to me, it was so obvious because Biden couldn't even get 16% of the vote from his own party. They loathed him so much. He was such a joke in the arena of politics after, you know, this 45-year career of demolishing liberty. So it was interesting that there were so many people that were so shocked. And that was your initial shock, right? Because there was no way looking at that whole year coming up to the election, because a lot of liberals are so shocked that we claim election fraud, even though, like you said, there's so much evidence. But even just for the obvious, just for the pure obvious, it was pretty obvious coming up to the election who was going to be the winner of that. So even on just the obvious terms alone, some sort of investigation really should have happened. And I haven't seen it happen at all or be quickly dismissed. So what happened after that? You started speaking out publicly.
Well, yeah. And to your point, I just want to say that most political consultants would tell you that the most reliable predictor of electoral success is voter enthusiasm. And people were wildly enthusiastic about Trump. You still see it now with 80,000 plus people showing up. And with Biden, it was non-existent. And we were told that this guy's more popular than Barack Obama. 81 million votes from a guy that ran out of his basement. So it's bizarre, and I think that was what was so shocking. I think it would have been more palatable if you had a more charismatic candidate. But with Biden, it was like we just can't reconcile these figures with this guy who can't put together a sentence. But to your question, I basically went from reporting on lawsuits until there was a point in time in which the Supreme Court was basically not hearing cases. And most of the cases were dismissed on standing for legal process grounds. And so at that point, I just started trying to find experts, expert mathematicians, witnesses, people that actually filed the lawsuits, attorneys, some cyber experts. And I tried to present their story in a way that I would have done at trial. You know, you do a direct examination. And so these were long form interviews. And by the time we got around to Mike Lindell's cyber symposium, I had pretty much interviewed almost every significant name, that was in the fight trying to shine a light on the truth. And basically what we saw was a massive deviation under the law. States weren't following their own state constitutions. We saw massive deviations under mathematics, statistical anomalies that you just cannot. It doesn't make sense. And I'll give you one example in particular, because the machines right now are starting to tell on themselves. there's this thing called the law of large numbers, and most pollsters know what this is. You don't have to survey every single person in a city or in the country to get a sense of how the country feels or the county feels. At some point, you'll see some variability, and then it will normalize. And what we're finding is with these cast vote records that you can actually get from the machine providers, if you're lucky, you're seeing a major linear spike that's traveling to a set point. And that's indicative of machine-driven fraud. And we're finding it everywhere. So you would expect with this cast vote record, which is basically the order in which someone shows up at the polling place to cast their vote. So the only way that a linear spike would make any sense is if you just happen to have 6,000 or 7,000 Biden voters lining up in a row at the voting center. We know intuitively that's not going to happen. So right. We've gotten over a dozen of these cast vote records across the country, and we're finding this set point. It's just fighting to get to a predetermined outcome, which just happened to favor Biden. So when you see stuff like that, where the machines are telling on themselves, when you listen to the analysis of Draza Smith or Dr. Doug Frank, there's just so many pieces of evidence that corroborate one another. And you're left with this question of, why do we trust these machines?
Exactly right. In fact, I know we have just a minute left before we go to a break, but you likened this in your presentation to the drug war, and how the drug war has swept, you know, not war, because anytime we put a war in anything, it expands quite ironically. But how the drug lords operate, how they operate with drugs throughout this country, because you've had particular experience with this.
Yeah. Well, I've secured at least 8 first degree murder convictions and helped take down a drug trafficking organization. And so one of the reasons why I think I see clearly in a way that most folks don't is that vote trafficking works the same way as drug trafficking. You have the drug cartels, but then you have drug trafficking organizations that are in regional areas, and they work to traffic their product. And what we're finding here is that you have an election cartel, and you've got vote trafficking centers in different counties that are strategically placed where your votes go missing. They're concealed, they're shuffled, they're switched. It's the same methods that we see in the drug wars, but in some respects, I would say that this is vastly more important because these are our voices. And if you don't have the rule of law or your voice, then we're in big trouble on every other issue.
Absolutely. They're hijacking us in this process. And we're definitely cooed, our nation in the White House, this last, go around, this last election. I'm going to come right back with Professor David Clements, because you're going to want to hear how this works. How are they doing this? And this was my big question for, Professor Clements. How are they doing this? I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you are getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen.
up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I have such a great guest for you. Professor David Clements and I have had some very long conversations about election fraud, and I really want you to listen to what he has to say. He made a wonderful presentation at Mike Lindell's symposium, and let me tell you, our election fraud, our elections have been hijacked, and he understands drug trafficking very, very well after being in the courtroom with many cases and drug trafficking. And so you were aligning drug trafficking to election fraud, and I can't wait to get more on this from you. And then we'll talk about what people can do in their own communities right now, because as we come closer to 2022, everybody's talking about the red wave. The red wave isn't going to do anything unless, I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't have a lot of faith in the red wave either, because I don't think they're going to do anything once in power. But with that being said, tell me a little bit more about drug trafficking aligning itself, sort of how election fraud works in this country.
Yeah, well, any case that you try, you have to understand that you've got bad guys that want to get away with the crime. And that means sure. You conceal evidence, you destroy evidence, you intimidate witnesses, you launder money, you do whatever you can to ensure that the survival of your organization continues. And so in the drug business, you do whatever you can to protect the flow of drugs so you can make money. And if that means you have to burn bodies or burn vehicles, that happens. In the election context, when you're talking about vote trafficking, same concept here. You're looking at machines that are intentionally designed to be vulnerable. You've got all kinds of tools that are in these machines, and we're not guessing about this. We have expert reports, about 20 of them actually came out of Michigan in Matt DiPerno's case, where you have features within the existing hardware and software that allows you to switch votes, to shuffle votes. And then we're seeing the algorithms that are clearly being deployed here. So these are things where you've got a bunch of smoke and mirrors. It's hard to see what's going on unless you have the technical background, but we've consulted with technical experts, and they understand that these machines have massive vulnerabilities. And when I say machines, you got different types of machines. You have the e-poll books when you come in and check in. Well, those poll books are hooked to the internet. So you have access right there from hackers. You can also take a tally of who shows up once you've signed in to get your ballot. Well, if you're signing in and your president accounted for, the enemy, if they want to subvert your elections, has an entire list of folks that haven't shown up. So the bad guy's going to want to find a home for those that didn't show up and cast a vote for them. The e-poll books provide information that creates tremendous vulnerability. And this is on my mind a lot because right now many of us have seen the trailer for Dinesh D'Souza's next film, 2000 Mules, where we've got all kinds of people that are vote traffickers, ballot mules, showing up to ballot boxes and stuffing those ballot boxes. So that's very reminiscent of the drug world as well. And then you've got the next vulnerability, which is these tabulators themselves. We've been told, sworn to by John Paulus of Dominion, that these machines do not hook up to the internet. Well, then you look at video evidence from his vice president, Eric Coomer, where he talks about just how accessible these tabulators are to be hooked to the internet. And we're finding actual chip modems attached to the hardware themselves. So you have massive vulnerabilities there. And even if you want to give Dominion the benefit of the doubt, once you upload the information from these tabulators into an election management system, those systems are networked. So when you start transferring election day results to Seidel or to Edison, and that's what we usually see on CNN or Fox when you have the updates with the vote, that's networked. So there are so many massive points where a hacker or a black hat could attack and subvert. And so all the evidence that we're seeing where you have people telling, we're being told, go home on election night. We see massive flips, 40,000 being shifted from Trump to Biden. We saw 400,000 votes disappear in the Gavin Newsom recall election. I mean, there's so many examples of vote flipping, vote drops, vote shuffling, that it's clear to me that you've got a method or a scheme here that's concealing the truth. And in the process, our voice is being stolen.
Absolutely. Even in my own state, we uncovered two moms actually went after some information and uncovered with a software analysis that 250,000 votes were switched from in-person to absentee overnight. And there was so much fraud, even in my own state. People need to look at their own states and start doing requests for information because I'm telling you, it's so widespread and the states really took this on. Do you think President Trump knew or had knowledge about all of the things you're talking about, some of the things you're talking about beforehand to do anything about this?
Before he was banned from Twitter, he was more or less telegraphing exactly what was going to happen. So there was a series of tweets leading up, and he talked about the vulnerabilities of mail-in ballots, of using the COVID hoax as a pretext to weaken our safeguards, to make it where anyone can vote as an absentee voter. And so when you start shifting the primary way of how we usually vote in person to longer periods of time, to mail-in voting, to absentee voting, you're creating an environment where there's a greater propensity for fraud. And so Trump warned us of that. So it seems to suggest to me that he was prepared for what happened. And I know that we're all trying to make sense of just how much he knew, but he certainly showcased that he had his finger on the pulse well in advance of November 3rd, 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a mountain of evidence. And I think you're letting people know, and you're speaking all over the country, and you're saying there is so much evidence, you cannot ignore it anymore. It's a mountain, never ending.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, even if you've got politicians that are self-serving or county clerks that are scared that somehow this will suggest that they've done something wrong, I believe that the cheat and the way that it's deployed really can be done without the knowledge of the county clerks. Because you're looking at aspects of software manipulation within the machines and purposely vulnerable hardware. And they don't control that. Your county clerks aren't running the machines. They've got tech experts that are being provided by Dominion or ES&S, and they have no understanding of how those machines work. They simply regurgitate the talking points that are provided by Dominion. And as soon as we have access to those machines and we show them, there's a moment in which they start having those doubts. And where they open up access to the machines, we're confirming that what we're saying right now is absolutely correct.
Well, I wonder if it's anything like my state where the governor sent off our machines overnight to Maricopa County of all places to get rid of them. So, and they're supposed to by law keep them for 60 days. And I wonder how much of that was going on in the country. How many governors, how many people all the way down the food chain were part of this. And there are many, many cogs in the wheel. I think many people have do their little piece. And think that it's not going to affect an entire election, but you have enough of that. You have enough cogs in the wheel. Yes, it will affect our elections. And there were a lot of people getting paychecks, taking selfies, tampering so that they could get their paycheck. And there are many, many people who do something they think is small and ends up being extremely, big on the election itself, on all of the federal elections and everything else. I'll be right back with Professor David Clemens. What can we do about it? This is the most important question, is it not? What can we do about it as citizens? Because I know you're frustrated, and I know that coming up to vote, it's going to get messy in 20.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it. It's just true that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got
in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Back here with you. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host on the Alex Jones Show today. Hope you're having a great day. I brought Professor David Clemens on with me because I really want people to understand that there are things that you can do. You're not, I know we feel like because they have the microphone, this 30% of the country, they have the media and the microphone, and the government that they can basically try to teach us that we can't do much about it and they've got it all going on. That isn't true. We have the power, we the people. And so Professor David Clemens, please tell us what we can do about this as you've looked into all of this evidence, and it's monstrous evidence. I mean, it's so much. Tell us what we can do.
Well, first you have to understand that the primary source of the stealing of our voices is the machines. If people don't hear anything else in this interview, it's the machines, it's the machines, it's the machines. And all the other stuff, the ballot stuffing, it's bad. Having bad laws like voter ID and not having to produce it, that's bad. But those are manifestations of the cover-up. So most of the stuff that people are going to propose that you need to fix are the front-end fixes that you can see. But that's not how the cheat's being deployed in the theft of our voices. It's through the machines themselves. So beware of this red wave stuff where you can go out and overwhelm the algorithm, or if you have more poll watchers, or if you clean up your voter rolls, that somehow you're going to win. Because I've got news for you. Our voter rolls are artificially inflated. We have all kinds of third-party groups massively filling our registration databases. You also have the ERIC system that's has ties to George Soros. So there's a lot of busy work that's being given to Republicans and conservatives, but they're not properly diagnosing the problem. So if the machines are the issue, then you need to have a strategy to get rid of them. So I've been advocating for this thing called the county commission strategy, where you get before your county commissioners. And these are usually small numbers, 3 to 5 commissioners, or in some places you have boards of supervisors. Whoever certifies your elections at the county level, you need to start framing your argument at these county commission meetings under this no confidence paradigm. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a professor. You can just tell them during your public comment period, usually at 2 to 3 minutes, to tell them about your concerns over these machines based on what we've all learned over the past 18 months. And when you have 200, 300 people showing up to these meetings, each taking the mic, talking for 2 to 3 minutes, you're going to get the attention of these county commissions. And case in point, Nye County, Nevada, they had a unanimous vote. They brought in some machine experts to talk about the vulnerabilities to the county commission. They unanimously approved getting rid of the machines. They're going to an all paper-based system with ballots with anti-counterfeit measures, hand tabulated, and they've got a promising future in Nye County. Last night, I learned that Esmeralda County in Nevada had a unanimous decision, 3-0, getting rid of the machines. Rio Blanco, Colorado was a 2-1 decision to get rid of the machines. In Otero County, New Mexico, we're going to try to advocate for the same thing. We have an audit that's underway. So if you frame things in the sense of, look, we're the sovereigns. We the people are the government. Why are we trying to convince people to let us have more accuracy in the way that we vote? Demand it. Either these commissioners work for you or they don't. I suggest that they do. They're public servants. And so we've got something here that's a little bit more practical. I think everyone wanted Maricopa County to just be the domino that fell, myself included, and we were all just going to follow suit. And while that happened, the clock was being run out, and we weren't focusing on our own backyards. So this is a promising strategy for many reasons. One, you're not relying on a corrupt judiciary or a judge that's going to see the world that you do. Two, you don't have to get an entire state legislature, Republican or otherwise. You can go to rural counties and in your county say, we're not doing it this way anymore. So if you get rid of the machines, think about this. In the near future, the judge that you voted for, the sheriff that you voted for, your state reps, they're actually someone that you cast a vote for. Because right now, we're not voting. All the people are saying that let's get out there and overwhelm the algorithm. You're submitting a fractionalized, manipulated data point. So, you know, the clearest example is if Trump came out with 80 million votes, the bad guys will find 81 million votes for Biden. And the reason why we know this is that the real president isn't in the White House right now. The reason why we know this is in the election, the runoff election in Georgia. Republicans didn't win. The reason why we know this is that Gavin Newsom, even though there was upwards of 2 million signatures to recall him, 40% were Democrats. He looks smug as a bug. And he survived the recall election. So how many of these examples do we need to provide before we realize that unless we get rid of the machines, we don't have a future?
100%. I love your points because this can be done. This can actually be done. You can actually show up at your county commission meetings. And it's something small that we can all do. But once they start to hear an overwhelming response from the community that you do not trust your own elections, going back to hand ballots, this is not a big deal. I know the left right now, the left is trying to portray it as we're against poor people and people of color. I don't even know how to explain their strategy on that, and that we're trying to curb the vote. No, we're trying to go back to a vote that is very transparent. And it seems to me that even both parties were all aboard this train of mail-in voting. Well, my son got a ballot at the age of 16 because of his driver's license. So you can imagine how many mail-in ballots are getting sent to the wrong addresses and getting sent to, and not even talking about the machines. I'm talking about all the vulnerability points that you pointed out as well. But the number one thing, the number one vulnerability is the machines. So that's where we have to go to the heart of it and say, look, we are going to demand hand counting in our county, period, right?
That's yes, the main and there's lots of things that we can do, but we have to prioritize. Like, you know, if you go to an emergency room, you think of triage. If there's a person with a fever and someone that's missing an arm, you treat the person that's missing an arm. So do we get rid of ballot boxes that were funded by Zuckerberg? Absolutely. Do we get rid of, yes. Do we clean up our voter rolls to the extent that we can, and it's not machine manipulated? Absolutely. Do we have more poll workers? But you have to keep in mind, we had robust regulations in place under black letter law, and they were all uniformly ignored under the COVID pretext. So instead of following state law, we had executive orders that were issued by the Department of Health or by your governor saying, we're not going to follow the normal statutory framework on how we vote. So that's where you saw the phenomenon of Stacey Abrams in Georgia just making stuff up. And everyone just threw their constitution in the trash. So what makes people think that they won't do that again, even if we have, fixes to our processes? So we have to start with the triage, and the missing limb is the machines. And the reason why I'm so concerned about this red wave nonsense is, you know, it takes the steam out of efforts for legitimate reform. And so people were praising the rigged selection of Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, you know, and he on paper, if you don't do too much research, he looks like a guy who's a conservative, but he's a member on the Council of Foreign Relations. He's the CEO of the Carlyle Group, a globalist organization for 25 years, which is owned by Staple Street Capital, which happens to own Dominion Voting. So you ask yourself, this is just another iteration of someone that's going to let you down, and you don't have to wait. You just look at who he's aligned himself with over the past three decades. And that's being touted as a Republican victory. And so my greatest fear is that we're going to have a bunch of Glenn Youngkin types that are selected, and everyone in this movement's going to go, look, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe our elections are just a teensy bit rigged. And if we get out there, we'll more or less get someone who's better. And Glenn Youngkin, to his credit, rescinded executive orders on the medical tyranny in Virginia, but that was not a big deal because 2 weeks later, every Democrat did the same exact thing across the country. So, you know, just beware. If anyone's telling you to wait and hold off and don't focus on the machines, watch out.
Amen. Professor David Clemens, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your input on this. make sure you get to your county commission meetings and voice your dissent at what we have still standing as our election process, because obviously it's not working. And we have major fraud. I don't know who in the country doesn't understand that we have major fraud. It was so obvious this time. So I'll be right back with more to finish up this hour. But thank you to a big thank you to Professor David Clemens. Get him in your area to speak to your liberty groups.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from KateDalyRadio.com. So good to be with you. And a big thank you to Professor Clements because he is speaking out. He's so bold. I love his courage in doing this. And he's getting a lot of eyeballs because of the fact that there is a mountain of evidence. This isn't a theory. It's evidence. It's different when it's evidence. Even in my own state, it's evidence. That's huge. So I want to talk about a couple of things, just reference a couple of things. I want to talk about King Fraud-A-Lot for a second and Obama. Ugh, I just shuddered when I said that. And I want to talk a little bit about the snake investigation, the snake theory, and the AP and elections. I know that's a lot to cover in just a few minutes, but they really are letting the cat out of the bag with King Fraud-A-Lot. They're making sure that we see footage that makes him look like the moron that he is and the dementia patient that he is, especially at Easter. I mean, and before that, I have reels on Biden. I don't have reels on all of the past presidents, but I do on King Fraud-A-Lot. And so reels of just things said, the corn pop, the this, the that, you know, and Jill looking at the camera in distress, you know, when he wants to read to the children. I mean, these are the clips. They're wanting us to see this now. They're not hiding it anymore. So you know that his removal from society might be soon because of the fact that they're warming us up to the idea that, oh boy, you know, he's wandering around stages and shaking hands with air. And this might be a problem. And so, gee, who can we swing into that seat? Well, everybody I know, like me, feels like, oh no, not Hormala, please. But with her word salad every 5 minutes, I have the authority to look at the authority to look at the authority. She's very strange and smokes a little too much pot. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that they're softening us up again to the Obamas. We remember what a train wreck they were. The first movie, the first lady movie that just came out, the Obama on all these TV shows, Obama's everywhere. Okay. Mr. Third Term. I want to be in somebody's basement with a microphone, Obama. And so what are they warming us up for? Right. So it kind of makes one wonder. And, but I did want to mention that they do want us to see this. The other thing I wanted to mention too is there was a great piece. If you go to the 10th Amendment Center.com, there's a great piece by Rob Nadelson called The Electoral Count Act is Unconstitutional. It's really interesting. I am a firm believer and a lover of the Constitution, and I love to understand it better. And so this is a fantastic piece to understand the Electoral College. There is a bipartisan group in Congress that is dedicating time to reforming the Electoral Count Act. And so the Electoral Count Act is a statute purporting to govern how Congress counts electoral votes for president and vice president. But when you learn what Congress's true role in election count, what that basically is, he really does a fantastic piece. So big hat tip to Rob Nadelson on that. I also last week mentioned the Associated Press, the AP, who you know I totally abhor, because they are behind the media and the stories that we get in the media. They were owned by the Rothschilds, still are. There's two companies, really. Thomson owns Reuters now, who basically they run two separate entities. And the AP early on in the mid-1850s was certainly owned by Rothschild's money, goes all the way back. But what's interesting is when I mentioned this, it surprised a lot of people. Yes, the AP is, and this is straight from their website, the AP is the only organization that collects and verifies election results in every city and county across the United States, including races for the president, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, and governors as well. Well, they said in their own press release, of course, major news outlets rely on the polling data and results provided by the Associated Press. What a corrupt organization to be in charge of our elections. And I said this before, the only reason in 1848 that they started doing the election results was because they said nobody else would do it. Right. Okay. Nobody else. nobody else wanted to be in charge of that very, very important event of freedom in the new birth of our country 70 years later. Okay. Yes, I believe it. AP was the only one, right? But this is what they actually say about themselves and how essential their role in elections is. And they are the ones that are over this. So this was kind of interesting. They have what's called stringers for the Associated Press on election night. This is actually a job description and they hire out for it. The Associated Press, and this is one of their job descriptions, is seeking reliable people to work as election stringers, more like stingers, but okay. The night of November 6th in Connecticut, stringers report to an assigned town. They call in, this is from an actual job, call in an early vote totals to AP when they're available, and they'll basically take any college student that really wants the job. How nice. You can just be a total moron college student and you get the job of the election stringer. And these are the ones that go ahead and they talk about or they deliver the results, right? And they deliver those forward. And they also talked about the fact that they are over voter registration figures, demographics, results, practices, absentee handling, legislation, voting equipment, candidates, sample ballots. Boy, they sure have an awful lot to do with our elections. And they're the media. The corrupt media that hands scripts to everybody in the nation run by our government. Perfect. Makes me feel warm and cozy, doesn't it? And so you have to have, there's a few requirements like excellent communication skills and proficiency with MS Office skills. Of course, proficiency with some software. But what I thought was kind of interesting about this was the fact that they themselves, when they're putting these ads out too, they make it seem like it's just like a no big deal job and you get, you know, $50 with an extra $25 here and there. But they actually are over all of the polls. So when the results from the poll, and this is straight from them, along with our analysis of early voting and other statistics, confirm our expectation that long-standing political trends in the states will hold, they basically go into the states where the information is available. And because we don't want to have to wait a couple of months for the results for them to count all the ballots, what they do is they say they go into and they pay close attention to how many votes have been counted so far, how many are left, and the voting history of the area in the past, right, are still being counted. What they do is they go back and they look at what is the history. Can we call a race, right? And they call it very early. In the case of 2020, they went back and they called it extremely early, like when 1% of the vote was in Arizona, was it not? And so what they do is they say, we analyze the history of the area. We analyze, and we come up with your result. And then everybody takes that result, even the candidates themselves, and declare themselves winners or losers. Do you really want the AP to have this much power? It's pretty amazing. They also invented in 2018 what was called AP Votecast. You might want to look into that. AP Votecast. Basically they look at the party and the candidate's past history of consistent and convincing wins, and they make a race eligible to be declared as soon as the polls close. That way we get our election results very, very quickly. Guys, they have far too much power. Go look at AP Cast. This debuted in 2018 for a reason. Pretty certain of it. The other thing I wanted to mention too was on the snake theory. There's a lot of back and forth on this. There was a Time magazine cover shot back in 1999, and it had the AMA insignia of the snake, although the green snake was extremely highlighted. And this was in 1999, in January 11th of 1999. And they also stated on the cover that genetic engineering in medicine was going to be the new frontier. Interesting. Big old green snake on the cover with genetic engineering on the inside. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. We're conspiracy theorists, although they have very, very long plans and long conspiracies in trying to do the things that they do. They were announcing it in 1999. Kind of freaky, right? So I just wanted to say, Dr. Artis spent 4 months investigating that. 4 months. To dismiss that within a week, to say that it has no relevance, relevance. I'm sorry. You know, I played a clip on my own show that was all about the news back in January 24th of 2020, stating when the news anchors asked this person, he said, well, it comes down to snakes, snakes and bats. And they thought that that was the origin of the coronavirus. Isn't it interesting that they were still talking about snakes? They've done studies and studies and studies on snakes, and 50,000 studies later and papers later, he has something that everybody at least needs to look over the information. How can we decide in 1 week that it's not worthy of our attention? It doesn't make any sense, right? And so I would say look in that direction. Look at those pieces. They're very, very, very compelling. And I, for one, can't just throw all those out, right, and say that they don't exist. There's just too much there, and there's too many studies and too many companies involved to throw that out. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Thank you to The Alex Jones Show. And, of course, have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. Get our great, and a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, the communist? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune and whatever. The point is that it's good coffee and we've got it and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.